You whined and cried and pissing and moaning.
Here in the UK, home of the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who, Ozzy Osbourne, Iron Maiden, Oasis, David Beckham, the Spice Girls, the Roll the Dice Girls, the Rice Girls, the Mice Girls. If you want to see Chris Jericho drink a beer with Steve Austin, say do wah diddy diddy dum diddy do. They said it.
I never in a million years would have believed that would have happened, but it just did, so give me some beer.
Now you will receive us. Do not ask for your poor or your hungry. We do not want your dire and sick. It is your corrupt clan. It is your evil that will be sought by us. With every breath, we shall hunt them down. Each day, we will spill their blood till it rains down from the sky. Do not kill. Do not rape. Do not steal. These are principles which every man of every faith can embrace. These are not polite suggestions. These are codes of behavior. And those of you that ignore them will pay the dearest cost. There are varying degrees of evil. We are due after forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over. It is true corruption. It is our domain. But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will live it. And we will send you to whatever God you wish.
You think you know me?
Away from the WrestleMania 21 event, and we're 24 days away from WrestleMania 21, the game. Hello, everybody. I'm Stan Morris for Gaming Ring Radio. It is 7:30 p.m. Central Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that means that we're 30 minutes late, but, you know, Chuck Shane, he's a wonderful guy. He obviously knows what he's doing, so we can blame all of this on him. But seriously, Chuck, how are you doing this week?
I'm all right. As I said like four other times before that nobody heard, now I'm even more depressed than I already was. My copy of WrestleMania 21, my beta copy, did not work, and I'll be back. I'm going to go find some razor blades.
Oh, well, we wish you luck with that. And capping off the trio of trouble is Mike Reagan, the master of video game news. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm just fine, and Stan, it's Regan. Regan, you've known me for 5 years, and you still mispronounce my name. Please, Dan, it's Regan. R-E-G-A-N. Regan.
All right.
Okay, but wait. Am I done? I did. Hey, let me talk.
Nobody wants to hear you.
Everybody wants to hear me. That's just the point. But you couldn't.
All right.
I had an interesting week. I had to deal with some people from GameFAQs and IGN. Hi, guys. And, I want to talk a little bit about that a little bit later. And I understand you had a pretty interesting week, Stan. You were on the radio show or something?
Well, yeah, actually I was on the Sean Hannity show earlier this week, and we'll get to hear that clip tonight. That'll be live on the show, you know, so you can hear that and check that out. It's a lot of fun. It really is. So everybody will really enjoy that. We're also tonight, we've got a full night tonight, like a full schedule. We don't even know if we're going to be able to fit WrestleMania 21 into the show. It may not even be fit into the show.
We just dropped down to zero listeners.
Do what?
We just dropped down to zero listeners.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Dude, the GameFAQs people are not here.
Oh, okay. You know, Chuck, look, if Chuck's parents are listening, all I can say to you is why. Because I'm at my limit with this guy right here, Chuck Shane.
And Grissom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'll send you some Band-Aids soon.
All right. And actually, I told Stan earlier today, yesterday that he was fired and he was being replaced with Grissom.
Yeah. But speaking of Grissom, we are going to have the Grissom update tonight, and we'll learn all about Gaming Ring Radio's mascot and what he's been up to. So, you know, we'll, okay, I've got the, this
hey,
is
Stan,
the private, yeah.
Don't forget the biggest part of our show.
Oh, don't worry. Look, I'm not forgetting. You've heard the saying, save the best for last, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
But I got to say, we'll start out with the private message of the week, which is, I can't see anything for the video. The screen is all gray. Can you help me out? Well, this is a radio show, so that's probably what the problem is on that. Sorry if you can't see anything. But
I think they're talking about the Gaming Ring Radio webcam, and to answer that question, they're going to need to get the latest edition of Java to make it work.
And what he means when he says that is that there is a Gaming Ring Radio webcam set up right now at GamingRingRadio.com that you can go check out, and you can watch your most anticipated wrestling game. We know that you're probably going to be mad about us because we're not going to talk about it as much as you want, WrestleMania 21. You can watch Mike Planet live right now. That's at GamingRingRadio.com. But the feature for tonight's show has nothing to do with WrestleMania 21. You see, it's something that is, in my opinion, much more promising. Wrestling Gamers United's own, I don't even think I said that right, Wrestling Gamers United's
.com. Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's hard to say that, but anyways, the very own Dave is going to be here discussing all the latest information about his new game called Pro Wrestling X, which is going to be released for the PC and hopefully the Xbox, and he'll be here answering all of the questions that we can throw at him. No matter what we come up with, he's going to answer it. And if you, by chance, have a question on your mind, you want to know how some of this game-making stuff is done, you can go to the GamingRingRadio.com chat room, and you can enter the chat and give us your questions. Make sure to put them in bold so we can read those. That makes them a lot easier. And and we will ask him the questions that you throw at him. A big show tonight, lots of great stuff coming at you, and hopefully no more technical difficulties. Right, Judd?
Oh, I hope, dude.
And we also can't forget, I'm only going to have a little bit of news about the next GameCube game.
Yeah, that's right. Day of Reckoning 2, as it's tentatively titled, will be discussed tonight. So, see, there's lots of great reasons to stay with us on Gaming Ring Radio. You don't know what you'll learn tonight. Lots of great stuff coming at you. So, Mike, tell me, what have you been doing up to this weekend?
Well, this week, I had to deal with a couple of issues. First, I had to deal with the bandwidth issue that we kind of ran out of. Right now, we use about 80% of our bandwidth, and we still had about, 7 to 10 days left in the month, which is not a good thing, especially when you're doing movies of about 50 megabytes each. So we had to hold off doing the movies, and of course, when you don't give the fans what they want, they let you know about it. And, I had a couple of instances with both IGN and GameFAQs where they voiced their displeasure about me, and particularly Chuck eating his chips. So they didn't particularly like that. They didn't really particularly like that we talked about Grissom, and they didn't really like that they talked about, what else did they like? They liked to talk about the cats and
they wanted us to do this stuff on our own time.
Yeah, and they wanted to talk about WrestleMania 21 for 2 straight hours.
Yeah, on our own
time.
Hey,
man, just so everybody knows, I don't have the chip and dip tonight, but, man, I brought my chicken back and my pizza fold over and my NW root beer, so we're good to go for tonight, too. Oh, that's pretty greasy.
Well, that's good. No, I've already eaten my Chinese food pre-show, so, you know, I ought to be throwing up anytime soon now. Hopefully, not too bad.
That's
fun. Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be able to function. I don't know why people are sending me instant messages right now.
But, yeah, I mean, they were angry with us, and it's like I said, I mean, Gaming Ring Radio, it's not just about WrestleMania 21. I mean, this has to be fun for us. I'm not going to do it. I mean, why spend all this time doing something if you're not going to have fun doing it?
Right.
And if you like it, that's fine. That's cool. And if you learn something, that's also fine. That's also cool. But,
this is the
personal attacks out of it. And, just kind of chill on that. I mean, I didn't attack you guys. You don't attack me.
Nobody has to listen to this stuff. And if you look on our website, you may see that we have no ads on the site besides Gaming Ring Radio. That's Chuck, and that's sort of a different little branch. But GamingRing.com has no ads. That means no money. And this is our own time. We're doing this on our own time for the fans of the wrestling games. So, for people to get aggravated that we want to have a little fun, that's kind of selfish. And I can safely say that most people aren't like that. So it's not like we're in a rage towards the GR audience, but it's really it's about a lot more than the video games. We're just a bunch of fun guys, you know, enjoying what we do, reviewing video games, and having fun while we're doing it. So we want everybody to try to enjoy the radio show as much as we do, because it's all about fun here at Gaming Ring Radio. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
I agree. And I said, none of us, Chuck, myself, you, Matt Parker, none of us are getting paid from THQ for covering their wrestling game. We're not like IGN. We're not owned by a media company that's paying us to pay to cover wrestling games. No, we're doing it because we're a fan site, and that's why one of the reasons why IGN likes, or not IGN, but THQ likes us so much, because we're for the fans. And now Stan
brought this up. I just want to throw this out there real quick. The only reason I have like the Google ad and the donation thing on the Gaming Ring Radio is because right now I'm paying for the bandwidth and everything for the radio show out of my own pocket. And by no means are we going to make money if you donate money to us or if you click on them banners. It's only going
to
help.
No, and the only reason that's there is to hopefully help from, you know, losing money. I mean, that's why
exactly. That's why
you can't say enough about Chuck and also I don't want to overshadow anything you do, Chuck, but especially Matt Parker. He hosts the Gaming Ring forums, and I know that guy, you know, loses at least a few hundred every month on server charges. He's not making a bit of money off of this, so you really can't say enough about him. He does a lot of this, and it would be a nice thing if you guys send him an instant message or send him a private message or an email and tell him thanks, because and Chuck also, because this stuff, it costs money. Nobody's making money off of this on our side, and yet we're still providing the best coverage on wrestling games that is on the internet.
I mean, how many websites out there, really? I mean, you have a live radio show where we answer your questions about a particular game, where you have, you know, a chat room where we actually participate in a chat room and answer your questions, and we have a forums which, you know, I take a part of. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody from IGN post, an editor from IGN post something in GameFAQs or GameSpot or even our forums? You know, so if just keep that in mind. I mean, that, like I said, we're fans. We're just like you guys. The only thing different is that we have an outlet where we can express our views on wrestling games and hopefully have an audience.
And the neat thing is that you guys can use that same outlet to express all your views on wrestling games that we can.
And I just want to add this, like Stan brought up, by no means, like Matt Parker, he's not making money. None of us are making money. By no means, if you donate to the Gaming Radio website, am I going to make money? It's just going to help pay for the server, because I'm already paying it all out of my pocket right now anyways. So if you make a donation or click on the banners, that's only going to help. But we're not going to make no money off you guys.
And you don't have to donate $50 or anything like that. I mean, if everybody in the chat room donated $1 right now, you know, that's pretty much everyone can afford that. You know, that would help. So don't think your donation's too small either, because, you know, if you donate a penny to Chuck, of course, I'll laugh at that. I think it's hilarious, but still, everything counts. It's all nice. So enough about the donations and stuff. It's giving me a headache. We, like we mentioned,
are we done testing each other's butts now? Are we going to move on?
Well, I think we're pretty much done with the butts and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, that's
Dave from Wrestling Gamers United is on the show, and we're going to go ahead and bring him on now, because I'm just dying to ask him some questions about this new game. So let's see if we can get him on here. Dave, are you here?
You betcha, man. I'm here.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. We can't say enough about that. I know Mike has some questions for you. Chuck does, I do, and everybody in the chat room does. So I'll tell everyone in the chat room to go ahead and send your questions one time each, or we won't answer them. And we'll ask Dave those as soon as we can. So, Mike, I'll hand it over to you for a few minutes.
Dave, thank you for coming on the radio show. I mean, as you can see, that this is a live radio show, and anything can and will happen.
Yeah, you bet, man. I've seen it.
Well, tell us a little bit about Wrestling Gamers United and what really, you know, caused it to, what made you decide to make a wrestling game?
Well, actually, I didn't originally decide to make a wrestling game at all. It wasn't my intent in the first place. What happened was, way back in the olden days when we had glitches in games like No Mercy and THQ was getting ready to release WrestleMania X8, there was a lot of guys who didn't take too kindly to the glitch in particular, and they were, you know, to say they were let down would be an understatement with WrestleMania X8. So I decided, being the naive and infinitely kind of dumb guy that I am sometimes, I thought, well, we'll just start a little group called Wrestling Gamers United. You know, publisher will take me seriously, and we'll go hammer on the publishers and say, man, we want a better wrestling game, you know, enough of this WrestleMania X8 stuff, you know. And I thought, by all means, publishers are going to listen to us because there's lots of wrestling gamers, and I'm not like, a young kid. You know, I'm an old guy. I got a family. They'll take me seriously, right? Didn't quite work out that way. Well, I live in Vancouver in Canada, and there is, like, a ton of game developers around here. I'm, like, 2 blocks from EA Canada, so no matter where you go, you're going to find somebody who works at a game developer. And they all told me after a while, they were like, buddy, you could make a wrestling game if you wanted to. It's not like rocket science, you know? All you got to do is raise some cash. You got to, like, pay some talented and experienced people to actually get the job done, and you can do it. It's not voodoo. Somebody can make a good wrestling game if they, put some money and time and talent into it. So I thought, all right, we'll get it started. How hard could that be? Well, that was about 3 years ago. I'm sure if I was 20 years older, I would have had a heart attack or a stroke by now, because let me tell you, man, trying to start a game development company, and especially trying to raise money for anything that is pro wrestling related, forget about it. It's like, swimming upstream, man. It ain't easy. So that's where we are today. Actually, in the last 6 months or so, things really, really picked up. We were able to get a good crew together of, like, talented young guys and some industry vets, too, who work for THQ and even, Acclaim. You know, there's a lot of people looking for work from Acclaim now. And they came on board, and I hit the pavement, begged, pleaded, did everything possible, and I was able to raise more than enough cash to get this company started. And the sole purpose of this company is just simply to make another great wrestling game, and that's where we're at today.
Now, obviously, in order to make a great wrestling game, you're going to need the funds. How difficult was that to secure funding?
It was easily one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever been through. We went through all sorts of stuff. Originally, there was going to be private investors, just people I knew with lots of money who like to invest in startup companies. And every time we got to within 1 day of signing the papers to get the cash, something would happen and it would fall through. And that went on for a couple of years, where every 6 months the crew and I would get pumped up, and then at the last minute it would all fall through, man, and we'd be like starting from square one. But in the last 6 months, something really interesting happened, and this is going to sound completely surreal, but we're up here in Canada, and the Canadian government has they put a couple of bucks aside, and they like to fund startup companies who have big plans, big dreams, and, look like they can go all the way. So we spent about 6 months pitching the idea of an unlicensed pro wrestling game, and they bought it. They said, okay, we're going to back you guys. And, after we recovered from the good news, because we've been trained to handle nothing but bad news, boy, we were doing backflips. We got the cash. We finally got the cash. So in the last few months here, it's been a whirlwind of activity. And since those days back at the GameFAQ boards and WrestleMania X8, it's hard to believe that we're sitting here right now, funded a legitimate game development company with one goal in mind, and that's to make this damn wrestling game.
How many people, I'm just curious, how many people are registered to your newsletter that you send out every week?
My newsletter? Actually, it's funny you ask. We don't even promote that newsletter, but we've got, like, I think at last count, about 1,300 people subscribed, and we haven't even officially announced that we were doing anything yet, so it's a good start.
You definitely have a very vocal audience. I mean, I think I found out that firsthand way back when you had the message form, and here I am talking about THQ's latest wrestling game, and basically I was, the antichrist for these people. So it was interesting.
Yeah, I tell you, definitely things have changed a little bit now, at least as long as things are showing a bit of promise. Ever since Shut Your Mouth, Here Comes the Pain, the SmackDown series took a real turnaround and it made a lot of people a bit happier. But yeah, back in those WrestleMania X8 days, I tell you, it was as the world couldn't be more divided into pro-THQ and anti-THQ. And if you appeared like you were on THQ's side, I tell you, the pro wrestling X fans, they would chew you up. But hopefully things are a little bit nicer now, and we're all just trying to get along and play some wrestling games.
Yeah, I mean, and actually, we actually have quite a few pro wrestling supporters on GamingRing.com's forums. I know when I first mentioned that we was doing an interview with you on the forums, it was like, they were looking forward to it. They were stoked. So
it's good to hear. It's great to hear. Yeah, we it's been so long that we've been at this and trying to get this started that a lot of people are following the project just to see if, in fact, a guy who is no more qualified to run a gaming company than any other game wrestling fan out there can actually get it done. So People like cheering the underdog, and so far we're doing good. A lot of fans. It's great.
Tell us a little bit about the game. What's the game going to play like? What's your inspiration for it? What games are you, what wrestling game are you modeling it after?
Well, you know, if you would have asked me that question a couple years ago, the answer would be pretty simple. Everybody loved No Mercy, and we just wanted to do, No Mercy 2 with some updated graphics. But the more we've really spent delving into what a great wrestling game could be when you don't have the limits placed on you by a traditional publisher or a WWE license, it's really taken on a life of its own as far as, you know, our vision for what this game is going to be. Obviously, at the core of any great wrestling game is how much fun you can have in a one-on-one exhibition match. And if your game isn't solid enough and balanced enough that you can sit there at the end of an exhibition match, you know, and wipe the sweat from your brow because, god damn it, that was a great match, then it doesn't matter about the graphics, the creative wrestler, online, offline, story mode, none of that crap matters. So our vision is to start and get these game mechanics right. And then all the other stuff that we have, you know, in the pipeline that we're kind of keeping undercover right now, it's really going to blow up, and I think it's going to be great, you know.
You actually did some very extensive market research about wrestling gamers and their likes and dislikes. Can you share what you found out about that?
Yeah, one of the requirements for getting funding to do this is that we had to prove to our investors that there was a market for a pro wrestling game that wasn't going to be affiliated with the WWE, because obviously these days it's all about the brand name, it's all about the marketing, and, well, you know, as wrestling gamers full well know that a lot of times a nice brand name is put on top of a really mediocre game, and we had to prove that the opposite could also be true. If you make a great game without any brand name license, there'd be a market for it. So we did a ton of marketing. We spent some money. We're spending more money doing more market research. And what we're finding is that, you know, despite the fact that we, like, you know, sometimes we get a little bit high on ourselves and we think that we know what every wrestling gamer wants, but the truth is, those bra and panties matches would be awfully missed if they took them out. There's a huge market for the kind of gimmick matches and, you know, the superhero creator wrestler parts and the robot creator wrestler parts that they put in these games. I think THQ, and I'll be the first one to admit, I was the first one to criticize them for putting unwrestling related stuff into a game. I think a big selling point for a lot of WWE games is this gimmicky stuff. And, you know, it's as odd as it seems to me as a serious wrestling fan, a lot of things that people do first when they get the new SmackDown game is go create Wolverine and Daredevil and fight it out in a ladder match.
And, you know, that's interesting you mentioned that. I mean, someone actually made the old wrestlers from pro wrestling for the Nintendo Entertainment System SmackDown versus Raw.
Here comes the pain.
Oh, that's right. Here comes the pain. And that was just,
but it looked awesome. It really was.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, I love creating a wrestler. I mean, speaking about what we're going to do, but to me, the heart of a wrestling game these days, once you got the game mechanics down, number two on the priority list is your creator wrestler. Better be able to create whatever the hell you want to do. So
I still liked when I seen on the internet on a message forums, like you guys were talking about the creator wrestler and people and their crazy characters. I seen someone created, I mentioned this before on the show, someone created the Incredible Hulk versus like the Spider-Man, and how they made the Incredible Hulk look real, I have no idea.
Jeez, I haven't even attempted that. You know, I am terrible at like the SmackDown creator wrestler. Whatever I make doesn't look human anyway, even though I try. So I can see where people like to make nipples and stuff. I think it's easier.
So I ended up making people with stretchy nipples and weird looking nipples.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually made my two cohorts in the Creative Wrestling in WrestleMania 21.
Yeah, and I hear that even though my character is completely inaccurate, I hear Chuck's is 100% to the T.
Yeah, he has green hair, and he's about 5'2". And he weighs about 100 pounds, so it looks just like Chuck.
There you go. See, there is a lot of realism in that game there.
Thanks.
Oh, gosh.
So,
not only does my beta copy of WrestleMania 21 not work, now I get picked on and feel even more like dirt.
I'll send you the new build. I'll make another copy for you.
You're my best friend again.
Thank you.
Let's ask some questions. I got some questions.
Okay. I just have one more question for Dave.
Get to ask.
What type of match types are you looking at putting in Pro Wrestling X? Or is that just going to be, you know, the meat and potatoes is going to be the single match and obviously the creator wrestler?
You know, man, this is where it gets really dangerous. As a as a victim of false promises from Wrestling Game, you know, makers before, the last thing I want to do is overpromise things and then underdeliver. So we're just going to play it safe. It might be boring for now, but we're going to underpromise. I can promise you exhibition matches, tag matches, and a great cage match. But I'm not even going to go as far as to say there's going to be tables, ladders, and chairs. Frankly, if it gets to the point where we run out of resources before we get to those things, all of our resources are going into, you know, just regular old game mechanics for a one-on-one exhibition match.
Hey, that's 100%, you know, that's a great idea. That's 100% smart, because a wrestling game is no fun unless the basic matches are fun. You can have 50 different types of matches like the ECW games did, the Inferno match or Brimstone match or, you know, barbed wire match, and they were no fun. They were no fun to play, but, you know, take another wrestling game, for instance, I can't name one off the top of my head, but like for, you know, WrestleMania 2000, it had different types of matches in it, but it was fun just because of the gameplay.
Exactly.
So, that's right, that's what matters.
I can say this.
It matters to us. I mean, it definitely what matters to like, you know, hardcore wrestling gamers, but the position we're in now, now that we're an actual legitimate game development company, we actually have to think about, okay, how are we going to sell enough copies of this game to pay our investors back?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we owe them the shirts off of our backs for helping us get this far, right? And then you think, okay, great exhibition match, really fun to play, but unless people actually buy the game, they're never going to get a chance to figure that out, right?
Yeah.
So that's where you kind of go, geez, man, well, are we going to be able to sell this game if we don't have a picture of flaming tables and barbed wire on the back? I don't know. It's a gamble. Everybody's gambling. We got our fingers crossed. All we can do is say, we're going to try, man.
Well, I can say this. If you hit your gameplay right, and just like you've been saying you're going to do, if you hit that, dude, I'm a for sure buyer already. As long as the gameplay's good, I'll play wrestling games.
Just keep in mind also that in Rumble Roses, which is an extraordinarily fun game, I've got that, there are only two match types, one-on-one and mud match, which is one-on-one and mud. So, you know, I'm sure you've already got more matches than that. Just because what you said, even if you just have those three, you've already got basically three times as many matches as they have, just because the mud wrestling match is no different than the others.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we don't want to just throw in random props and weapons if the match types themselves are any different. I mean, the biggest complaint we hear from people is that, you know, they got all these different match options, but they're really no different from each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if we get as far as doing a cage match, I can guarantee you that we're going to put every bit of brain power we can to think of how can we make this cage match worth playing. Because, I mean, frankly, if I picked up WrestleMania, you know, 2000 or No Mercy, I'm not going to play the cage match because it actually limits you more than an exhibition match.
That's right.
And even if you think about it, I mean, they still really haven't gotten the whole idea down pat with a cage match.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still basically the same type of cage match that we played in No Mercy. It's, you know, basically all you have to do is climb to the top and that's it.
Yeah.
Cage matches aren't going to be the same in video games to me until they go back to the old classic cage of where it's just the bar cage and you have to climb out to win, because in real life in wrestling now, dude, you can pin people in the cage to win now. It's not even, you don't even have to climb out anymore. It's like it's not even the same cage match anymore. I wish they'd go back to the old style cage where it's no fence, it's all bars. Those were the cage matches that were memorable, not the ones they do now.
Well, Triple H can't really climb to the top of the cage, you know, with ease, so they had to change it a little bit.
And if he did, he'd probably tear another quad.
Yeah, that would be bad. I thought I did that earlier this week, to be honest, in the gym.
Would you do raw on the head?
Yeah, ha-ha. All right, we've got way too many people bolding their text in here. This is aggravating me. But some of the questions popping up in the chat room, if I can find them. Where are they? Now they've all vanished. All right, well, here's the question. We've seen pictures of wrestlers, you know, that we know, Hulk Hogan, Triple H, those sort of people, but I know you said that they're not in the game, though, right?
Actually, I think you might be getting our game confused with, I think there might be somebody else on Gaming Ring.
Yes, there's actually two games that I've been covering, I've been mentioning.
Okay, I see.
One was by Action 937, and it doesn't even have a name yet, and it's pretty amazing if you consider that the game was just started being built in December, and you know, so far you already have a working match.
But I still do have the question. Your game's going to be for PC, more than likely, right?
More than likely. We're developing it for PC right now, yeah.
Okay. So will there be any type of downloadable content or that sort of stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the reasons we went to PC was because it was so easy to do things like downloadable content. And that's exactly what we intend to be able to do. And not so much just downloading new stuff from us, the developer. We want to make it really easy so that people can trade their cause and their original creations nice and easy too. So it's not so much that we're going to have lots of content you can download, although I guarantee you, boy, if people get behind their game and support it, we're going to take every damn penny that this company can make from this game, pump it right back to our animators and just keep pumping out new stuff for this game and keep people happy. Because that's one of the charms of Fire Pro D when it came out, was that you could do that.
Okay, well, I have a quick question. I have two quick questions, actually. Just like games that are out right now coming out for the PC are really highly supporting the mod community, when you guys bring your game out, will you support the mod community and let them make maybe add-ons and stuff like that for your game, you know, support it like that? And also, since you're, like, really into the fan base of on the internet and stuff like that, will you take, like, requests for what kind of original characters will be in your guys' game?
Yeah, you know, even though we haven't officially announced the project yet, people already found out about it and are really wanting to get the original characters in the game and on the roster. And I can tell you, if we can do it, we're going to let them do it, absolutely. As far as taking, you know, I'm sorry, I forgot the first part of your question.
About, are you going to possibly support the mod community, for, like, games like Half-Life 2 and other games on the internet, how they support the mod community and let them make maybe, like, maybe be able to make, like, their own arenas or something like that, some crazy
stuff
like that.
Maybe the wrestlers. Well, there's going to be a certain level of things you can actually allow people to mod just from a technical point of view. I mean, absolutely, we intend to give people all the templates we can to let them create their own skins and clothing and stuff for the wrestlers. We're going to support them as far as we technically can. When it gets into the area of, like, developing your own arenas and actually adding 3D elements to the level, that gets a bit more tricky, not because we don't want them to do it. We'd love them to do it, and I hope we have the resources to actually provide them with the tools in-game to let them do that stuff. But as far as just letting people, you know, make their own arenas from scratch and get them into the game flawlessly, it's a little bit tricky. So, yeah, everything we can let them do, we're going to let them do. It's all about really delivering not just a wrestling game, but actually a wrestling game creation engine. So when you pick up this game and you like Lucha Libre, you can crack it open and get to the editors, and within a freaking couple hours, you can have your Lucha game with your characters in that. If you prefer, like, you know, the American Indies, damn straight, man, you should be able to create all the indie stuff you want.
Okay, so what about roster-wise? How many wrestlers have you do you pre-put in the game?
That's a good question. You know, we have a great team that's developing our characters for the game, original characters, Jessica and Alec. And I told them I want 200 characters for this game to ship. I want every possible style of wrestler to be represented in this game. So, you know, I said earlier, I'm not going to overpromise, but I'll tell you, I told them I want 200 wrestlers, so we'll see if they don't go crazy first. But
well, I hope they don't go crazy, and I hope they do get those people in there. One of people's favorite things is in the Fire Pro series, there are a lot of wrestlers that are not really named, you know, U.S. wrestlers, but they kind of look like them. They have the same moves and stuff.
Yeah.
But will we see any of that?
You know, I know what you mean with the Fire Pro stuff. And
yeah,
we really are trying to get away from anything that might get us into trouble legally.
Yeah.
And we figure if it's going to be an unlicensed game and we don't have to spend any of our time and resources perfectly capturing an entrance just like Triple H's, then why even bother trying? Why not deliver people a game full of really interesting wrestling characters that really reflects wrestlers from all around the world, Japanese, Mexican, Lucha, American Indies, sports entertainment, whatever the hell you want, right? So no, we shift our focus so that you don't see, like, Stone Cold and Triple H knockoffs. You see, like, interesting, original characters. We're not going to be lazy about it, man. We're going hardcore to make this thing original and special.
That's awesome. That is. So did you said there would be a creator wrestler feature, right?
Right.
Okay. Can you tell us some of, like, this, is the feature itself, like, workable for you to where you can sort of say what it's going to have in it?
How do you mean exactly?
Well, like, will we be able to edit entrances? How far, theme music-wise, will we be able to to, you know, for instance, take an MP3 and put it in a folder and have it to where we can listen to that sort of stuff.
Well, absolutely. We want you to be able to do whatever the hell you want to do with the Creator Wrestler. Our concept for the Creator Wrestler is to make it as transparent as possible in terms of, we don't want you to have to fight with it to get what you want. We really want it to be something where you can sit down and without knowing how to pull pixels and change the axis rotation of everything, to be able to sit down with the Creator Wrestler and not take 3 hours to create something that looks half like what you intended it to. So, and as far as the entrance to and everything like that, so yeah, definitely create an entrance. I mean, if there's one thing Anchor gave the wrestling community, it was a half-decent create an entrance, right?
Yeah.
For the Raw games. And we look at that, we're like, shit, that's awesome. You gotta have that. You can't release a wrestling game in this day and age and not give people the tools to make the game the way they want it.
Well, I agree that the Creator Wrestler, the entrance in Raw 2 was very cool. It lets you do a whole lot. And I'm really looking, you know, I can tell you right now, WrestleMania 21's Creator Wrestler, not that extensive. Certainly not as extensive as it should be, considering that the season mode revolves all around it. But I'll look forward to checking out the Creator Wrestler mode and your game, just because I think that you'll be able to have more freedom to work with it than say THQ does. Because in all honesty, THQ has to do all of this other stuff that, you know, they're tied up in brawn panties. They're tied up in different areas, and I don't think they pay enough attention to Creator Wrestler like the fans would, and so that's why I'm going to really look forward to checking that out.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's one of the mistakes I think a lot of developers make, and I mean, I'm not putting myself in their place because I don't know what it's like to work under that kind of pressure, but when you've got a WWE license, it's really just, in my opinion anyway, it's a limitation, you know, whereas from our point of view, first, we thought, man, can we really make a success out of a game without a WWE license? But then we realized all the stuff that we can do because we don't have that limitation. Remember a while back you couldn't put Power Riders and Blood in a WWE game?
Yeah.
Yeah, well now I'm thinking, bloody hell, you know, if I want to wrap the ropes in barbed wire and put damn C4 around the ring, Vince McMahon can't call me and tell me not to put it in, tell me to kiss my ass. It's my game, we'll do what we want, right?
Yeah, that's
and that
exactly
kind of
right.
Freedom, man, we're just giddy with excitement at the kind of crap we can do with this game.
That's
a lot of things I don't think the fans understand is how many limitations that the WWE really places on THQ to make their games.
Yeah, and then in turn, THQ, because they're a publicly held company, they answer to the shareholders, they don't answer to the kids who line up to buy the games, right? They have to release their games on schedule. And I sympathize with Yuke's. I mean, we saw, you know, the games they released in Japan for Dreamcast. Yuke's is a great wrestling game developer, and they get a lot of flack for things that might be missing or not as deeply evolved in their games. It's not their fault. They have to deliver a game by a certain date to make their deadline. They might want to make, you know, the games twice as good. It's not up to them. They have to deliver, you know. And we're in a very, very enviable position where we can say, you know what, Pro Wrestling X is going to get shipped when it's done and when we're happy. We don't have shareholders. Nobody can tell us what to do. The only people that answer to us are the fans. If they don't buy our game, they put us out of business. If they support us, we'll be around to make Pro Wrestling X 2.
Let me ask you a question. This is just a hypothetical situation.
Mike, real quick, I want to say this to you real quick before I forget. There's a guy in the chat named Action9371. You may want to check out, but he asked Dave if you used 3D Studio Max. I know that's a quick yes or no question. So
you betcha, we do.
Okay, cool. Anyways, Mike, go ahead.
My question is hypothetical situation. Say THQ gave you a call and said, you know, we saw your work so far and we like your idea, and would you work for THQ?
Do you remember that scene in that movie Airheads? Where they offered the guy the contract and he pulled down his pants and wiped his ass with it?
Don't tell me you do that.
You know what? No. I'm being unfair to THQ. Look, you know, my venomous hatred for THQ back when I had to sit on the phone all day with customer service while they lied to me about the glitch not happening and No Mercy, that's faded a bit. But I tell you, I haven't seen the big game publishers, not just THQ, do any good to the wrestling game industry. And I just think that the limitations they place on it, yeah, I know they gotta make their money, but I mean, the only way it would work for THQ or any other major publisher at this point was if they said, we love what you're doing, and we just want you to keep doing what you're doing. And maybe I'm pessimistic, but of all the game developers I've talked to, I don't know one of them that has ever been given total creative and final call freedom on any of their projects. And that's what we need to make this game the way we want it.
And you know, you live in Vancouver, which is the home of EA Canada, and, you know, they've been in the news lately for their practices with developing the games, and, you know, they're not, you know, the friendly company that maybe people thought they were. I mean, they're a business, and they're out to, you know, take the market share. So, what do you think about that?
You know, I talked to a lot of those guys that, you know, they work at EA. They do a lot of contract work, so a lot of people are always coming in out of there. It's like a revolving door of employees, right? And, let me tell you, man, if you're a high-ranking management in a suit at EA, you're sweating. And maybe the working conditions of the guys doing quality insurance aren't your top priority. And frankly, as evil as we like to make them sound, those managers at EA, they got families to feed and houses, and I'm sure probably a few boats to pay for. So they got to do their job, right? But, yeah, I can tell you, from my own personal experience, it's not a healthy working environment and definitely not one conducive to, you know, any sort of creative freedom whatsoever, you know? I mean, that could be why Aki's working for EA, not making wrestling games. I'm sure they brought it up, and I'm sure they tried to get him to do it. But, there's a reason why they're making rapping fighting games, not wrestling games, and it's not Aki's fault.
What about season mode or story mode? Have you got anything like that going?
Yeah, we sure do, man, and I can't get too deep into what our plans are because, for all I know, it's completely unrealistic and we can't accomplish it. But, yeah, we got some nice plans for career and season mode, and that's about all I can say about that.
So, you obviously go for the PC. So, what's the baseline PC that you're aiming to release the game for? Because I know everyone, you know, PC is not a set console or not a set system, so everybody's system is going to be different.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what we're aiming for is something that we definitely know that we have to make sure that anyone who wants to play our game can play it. So we can't go the whole Dune 3 route. No one's going to buy a new computer to play Pro Wrestling X, at least not the first one, right? So we definitely have to keep the specs low and reasonable. I mean, it's got to look competitive. When you see screenshots of Pro Wrestling X, you can't think, that looks like a Nintendo 64 game, right? It's got to look at least industry standard. So I would say you're not going to have to buy a new PC to Pro Wrestling X, but it's probably a good idea if your PC is not more than like 2 or 3 years old either.
And I had one question here. Let's see. It was in the chat room.
It's not like you can pinpoint it in there as many
messages
as flying.
They asked about the submission system and basically the controls.
Right.
What can we expect from Pro Wrestling X?
Well, you know, that's actually the heart of our whole battle plan, so I don't want to get into too much detail. But, I mean, and also at the same time, I don't want to fall into the trap, the really cheesy trap of a lot of game publishers and start invoking the names of all these great wrestling games they know we love, right? I tell you, man, if I hear key members from the Aki team one more goddamn time, I'm going to, like, hurl, right? Our game is going to be balanced. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be an arcade button masher like, say, you know, SmackDown or on the Just Bring It era. And it's also not going to be as slow and deliberate as something like King of Coliseum 2. It's going to fall in the middle somewhere, so you're going to be able to have nice, flowing, cruiserweight, you know, matches at the same time. You want to get in there with a couple heavyweights and bash it up. It's going to feel right. It's not going to feel like, you know, these guys aren't staying down long enough. They're not selling their moves, right? It's going to be intuitive. You should be able to pick up a controller and figure out how to have a fun match without reading the instruction manual first. But at the same time, you shouldn't get bored of it in a month. It should be deep enough so that you're always finding out new things, new reversals, new way to tweak moves while you're playing it, stuff like that, right? We can't release a game that's going to get boring in 2 months. I mean, we're not like a publisher that they want you to get bored. They want you to buy the new WWE game every 5 to 6 months. They can't make it that deep. If you still love your WWE game, why are you going to buy a new one?
Yeah.
Whereas we don't have that luxury. We've got one shot to release this game and have it hit. And so we got to make sure that this game is going to be liked for a long time.
Well, you know, another problem that, I will say this, one thing THQ didn't have going for them last year was that, and hopefully you can use this to your advantage, they released their games, it seems like, and this year they're not, but it seems like they released all three console system games right at the same time. So, you know, a lot of wrestling game fans are sort of stuck, and I know most game fans have more than one system. So they're sort of stuck saying, wait a minute, which one of these am I going to pick up? And if you're ignorant like me and Mike, you pick up all three, and, you know, or more, depending on if you do a Game Boy game. So, you know, if you release it at the right time, which I'm sure you guys will, then you're going to have a lot more people looking at yours because, you know, they're not going to be flooded with WWE games, and they actually may have been oversaturated by that point with wrestling games.
Yeah, exactly. And, but then, I mean, at the same time, too, we're not trying to compete with the WWE. We're not just trying to release a great wrestling game just like a WWE game, but without all the wrestlers. What we're aiming to do is something that's fundamentally different enough so that even though you love the latest WWE game, you're going to want ours, too, because it's going to offer you something different and hopefully pretty damn cool. And plus, we want to retain the rights to distribute our game directly ourselves. So that we don't have to worry about the retail issue where, you know, most stores, they charge you money to have their game on the shelf. THQ and every game publisher, they got to pay Electronics Boutique and Walmart to have their game on the shelf. I mean, unless they cut some deal I don't know about. But when we inquired into getting a retail deal, you know, you could only afford to have your game on the shelf for a month. So, yeah, that might be why they released them all here at the same time. I don't know. But if we retain the right to distribute it ourselves, if people want to come to our website and order the game from us, we don't have that pressure. We can, no matter when we release it, it'll still be available from us directly for months.
Hey, I mean, how have you, what are the possibilities have you thought about manufacturing and distributing the game? Is it going to be made available mail order, or is it going to be, you know, available via download on internet? And then, well, so you have download to internet, you have to have servers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, our goal right now and our business plan for the way we want to distribute this is directly. I know there's a little bit of a stigma that independent games order, direct mail order, you know, aren't taken as seriously, but we don't care. Our goal is to get it into people's hands. Then they can take it seriously. So all our investors know that our plan right now is to distribute the sucker ourselves, direct mail order on the net, and make as much noise and get as much attention as we can. And, you know, if we just get enough wrestling fans, come on in. And supporting us that way, we don't necessarily need a retail deal. Now, I mean, make no mistake, our investors didn't get in this because they want to break even. They want to make a couple bucks back, right? So, of course, we're hoping that Pro Wrestling X sells enough copies directly from ourselves that a distributor or a retail chain will come in and say, hey, we'd like to work something out and get this on our shelves, too, for a while. So that's the idea there. We don't have a distribution deal, and we don't have a publishing deal right now. So we're just like the little game development company that's trying our asses off, but no matter what, if we can't get it on a retail shelf, nobody can stop us from finishing this game and putting it up on the net on our site so that wrestling fans, gamers can come and get it directly from us.
Now, there are other small independent wrestling games. I know there was a wrestling booking simulator that's very good. There's, you know, other Dickey games.
Right.
Have you talked to them any? I mean, have you, you know, tried to, you know, the meeting of the minds, basically?
Well, you know, I haven't talked to Adam Rollins, who's made the Extreme Warfare, those games, Revenge. Matt Dickey and I talked a couple times in email because I really respect the guy for, you know, what he can do, one man. I mean, if you look at those Dickey games, that's a great indication of what one guy working his ass off can accomplish, right? But, I mean, we looked at that and we said, you know what, we get one shot at this. We want to make something that can sit on a guy's shelf next to Fire Pro D, King of Coliseum, Giant Gram 2000, you know, and sit with those games. So we know we're fighting off a shitload more than most people would ever attempt. But when you look at what one guy can accomplish, that's not good enough for us. And that's why we went and raised the money and hired a crew that could make something that can compare to the best games.
How many people do you have working on the game, just curious?
We got like 10 crew members right now, and we've got like 4 guys working full-time, a core programming and 3D art crew. And I tell you, these poor kids, man, we when we look at making this game, we, you know, check all our options as far as how do you get a wrestling game developed. The number one thing we looked at that was going to hold us back was the amount of animations we wanted. No matter how good the gameplay was, it was going to get boring awfully fast if there wasn't a shitload of moves for people to choose from, right? That means you got to animate them or you got to do motion capture. I don't like motion capture. When you get one or two wrestlers doing all the moves, wrestling fans know what signature moves look like when they're not performed by the person who's known for doing those signature moves, right? So we thought, look, we're not going to have, you know, some wrestlers come in and do all these moves and have it just not feel right. So we're going to hand animate everything, just like in the olden days when moves had impact, you know, when they looked damn good. So in order to hand animate everything, you got to hire a lot of animators. And right now we got a couple of guys working full time hand animating these moves frame by frame. It's going to be a hell of a lot of work for them, but they're loving every minute of it, man. If you're a character animator, you want to work on a wrestling game.
And finally, can you tell us, obviously you say it'll be finished when it's finished, how much are you looking for it to sell for, and do you have an estimated time of when it's going to be released?
Well, if everything keeps going well, and let me tell you, as you guys know from technical experience, nothing ever goes well, we're shooting for Christmas this year.
Really?
To be able to release it. Now, I should probably say right now that that's been delayed 6 months. Because you can just bet stuff ain't going to go exactly as planned.
Yeah.
As far as the price of the game, you know, we're not out to gouge everybody. We know that people, you know, they import games for like $100. But at the same time, we can't sell it too cheap even if we wanted to give it away. Even if we could make all our money back and investors happy selling it for $10, a lot of people wouldn't buy it if it's only $10. You know what I mean? There's a stigma that the game's priced too low, so we're looking for a nice medium price, somewhere between $30-$40.
Well, Dave, I appreciate you taking your time on a Friday night and talking with us and putting up with our technical issues. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of the game and definitely send me a copy so I can review it. That's right. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but I mean, once it's in a presentable form where I can cover it like I did with WrestleMania 21 and, you know, Day of Reckoning and Legends of Wrestling Showdown and all the other games we've covered, I mean, I'll definitely give you the same, you know, coverage that I'm giving HQ, so.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, and I just want to give a big thanks to all, like, the supporters and fans who've stuck with us for, like, the last 3 years and all the ups and downs, guys like, you know, Little Cube, he's been a great supporter, he runs our little unofficial fan board. And most of all, I mean, our crew, Mel, Alec, Brendan, Alan, Dan, Bill, Eric, James, Jessica, John, Roger, all of them, man, they're kicking ass for this project, and a lot of these guys have given up time with their families and better-paying jobs to make this game a reality.
Well, I'll tell you what, the wrestling game fans thank you more than you can thank anybody else, just because we, I think, are ready for the Knockout American hit to be released. And not only would this be the Knockout American hit, if it lives up to what you're saying it's going to be, and I have a feeling it's going to, but, you know, it'll also be, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first, if not the first, PC wrestling game release that's actually worth playing.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate it. And thank me when the game doesn't suck.
Hey, look, I will. Make sure to send us a beta copy or three so we can check it out, all right?
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Had a good night. I got to get back to work. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right,
bye.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? I know I have to get something to drink because I'm a little thirsty.
Yeah.
And, again, how cool was Dave, you know, coming on a Friday night and talking for almost an hour? He was on the phone almost an hour talking about the game, talking with us. So I think it was very cool.
Really? I really didn't talk that much during the interview. I wanted to leave it to you guys a little bit. I just sat back and listened. I was like, it was sort of like I was a fan again. Well, I'm always a fan of wrestling, but I just sat back and listened and enjoyed it. It was really awesome just to hear what he had to say about the wrestling game industry and also about what they're doing with their game. I asked a few questions, but it was cool to find out what was going on.
And I'll tell you guys what. Sorry, I kept trying to interrupt you. I'm so actually kind of happy about this. And I'm not going to mention who right now because nothing's final or anything. But while we were interviewing Dave, I may have actually just landed our special guest interview for next week on Gaming Ring Radio, and and I won't say who, I'll tell Mike here in a few minutes, but let's just say somebody from the other side of the fence. So it could end up being very interesting. We'll just have
the other side of the fence.
We're bringing your boyfriend on?
Not gay. You know that, Chuck.
Okay,
we've already talked about your...
Here we go. We're bringing your mom on next week. I can already see it.
No,
actually, guys, Game Facts people, pay attention. We are going to have a special Mother's Day episode where we're going to have my mom. I love my mom. Hi, Mom. And we're going to have Stan's mom.
My mom, who is immensely proud of her son.
As well, she should be. And, you know, we're actually going to have a special Mother's Day episode. It's going to be pretty cool.
And we're going to meet up live and play Rock'em Sock'em Robots. No, I'm just kidding.
and Chuck doesn't have a mom. Unfortunately, he was adopted when he came from the Uganda.
Oh.
He was imported from Uganda.
Oh, brother.
But no, actually, that's definitely, you'll want to hear, next week is going to be just pure entertainment. But also, I'm not going to say who yet until we get it finalized, but we may have somebody on who's not done a radio interview and would be a very, very interesting guest. So you'll just have to wait and see, and it could end up being the best Gaming Ring Radio yet. But,
is he a wrestler? What does he do? In business?
Well, I can't tell you. Okay, I'll tell you this. He's involved in wrestling games.
Oh, okay.
All right. There you go. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more WrestleMania talk. I know you guys are waiting for that, but we had to get this in there because this is a great interview, and I enjoyed doing it. I actually listened the whole time, most of the time, so it was a good interview. We'll be back here with more Gaming Ring Radio.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about A Day of Reckoning 2.
Day of Reckoning 2, Game Ring Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Day of Reckoning 2.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing.
this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
I walk up, my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will fight me.
Welcome to Gaming Ring Radio, and this is Mike Regan back again with my good friend Dan DeMorris.
Dan DeMorris, how you doing, Mike?
Dan DeMorris, and Chucky, the intern, Shane.
I like pizza foldovers. It's my calling card.
Mike's calling me. Mike said that he was actually going to say Stan the Man Morris, but he was probably about to start laughing because of a joke I told him. But Mike said that because he knows, he's actually remembering the Sean Hannity interview that I did earlier this week.
Yes. Why don't you play that clip? And I think it's very cool for you, Stan, and that is that you were able to get on radio or, sort of a live national audience like that. But I'm really disappointed about this, and I'll tell you why after we listen to the radio clip. So let's play it.
Can we get that going?
Yeah, I have it right here. Here's Stan on the...
It's the Sean Hannity Show on the ABC Radio Network.
All right, there you go. Here it is.
Now let's go to Stan is in Jonesboro, Arkansas. What's happening, Stan the Man?
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
All right, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to tell you that first, on the whole Oscar deal last night, I sat down and watched a little bit of it before it made me sick to my stomach. I can only handle so much of that stuff. But to hear Chris Rock get on there and, spit off these George W. Bush insults, it's sickening for so many different reasons. You can't name them all. One, because the election's over, and they can't get over that he won it again. And, also, I don't understand why they can't just give it a rest. Chris Rock is not the type of person that you want to listen to for advice. You said it yourself. He's that type of guy who, when you watch him on TV, he's entertaining, he's funny. And then if you try to, you find out, well, hey, what type of guy is he? You look, and you find out he's one of those guys that are just not, not a good person. And of course, there are some people in America who don't care about morals, namely a lot of liberals. But I know a lot of people like you and me and most others out there.
I'm not even talking about Chris Rock. Chris Rock, if you can tolerate the every other word, is a curse word and this really gutter humor at times, the guy's funny.
Yeah.
There's certainly an energy to him and he can certainly be. I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about the whole thing.
The whole
experience last night was so dull and boring, and they're so full of themselves and out of touch with us. They don't do anything for me.
And you're right. And like, he had that segment where he went to the average person.
That was actually pretty funny because nobody knew the movies.
It was hilarious. But if you listen to him, most of those people aren't in touch with Hollywood, but for a completely different reason than it, you know, it really is.
How could Mel Gibson not be honored this year? How is that possible if it's all politics?
I'll tell you, you know, there are two movies that have really got to me in my life, and the first one, I have to say it was Titanic, but the one that hit me harder than any of the others was The Passion of the Christ. And I don't see how even an atheist can say that that movie wasn't just absolutely wonderful, because it deserved, if not a sweep, at least Best Picture.
Yeah, but they didn't want to give it to Mel because they don't like Mel. They don't like the fact that he did an end run around them. All right, we'll take a break. Right back to the phones, and then Roy Moore, former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, and his new book, So Help Me God. Straight ahead.
All right, there you go. That's Stan on the Hannity Show. Stan, go ahead and tell everybody who Hannity is.
All right, Sean Hannity is the host of the Fox News television channels. Hannity and Combs is the most watched debate program in television. Critically acclaimed, and it's a wonderful show every night. It comes on at, let me get my times right here. Well, actually, I believe it's on right now. So you should be able to turn it on if you want to right now. Hannity and Combs is live on Fox News. But, of course, please keep us on, too, because, you know, you're listening to us and stuff. But also Sean Hannity hosts the Sean Hannity Show. It's a nice name, you know, for him. And that's syndicated around the nation to approximately 11 million viewers each week. 11 million listeners, excuse me. I'm getting confused on what he's on. But it's a wonderful show. I absolutely love it. I recommend it to everyone. He is obviously a Republican. And just, you know, and I have to admit.
Bravo.
So am I. Thank you. You know, Sean's a great guy. He's written two New York Times bestseller books, Let Freedom Ring and Deliver Us from Evil. I recommend both of those. He's just a wonderful guy, a great American. His website's www.hannity.com. So make sure to check that out.
I was disappointed, first of all, that you didn't come onto the radio show on the Hannity Show and tell them that you were from GimmeRingRadio.com.
My God.
To quote the Hurricane,
what?
Oh, man. Well, Mike, I mean, you know, I was on the Sean Hannity Show. I was actually appearing because, you know, I'm wanting to be in the politics, and one of these days I want to be in the White House, you know. So that's why I was appearing on the Hannity Show, because, one, yeah, obviously, if I was to promote something, I would hope that I would promote the Republican way, the conservative America way. But, you know, also, I felt really strongly about the issue with the actors in America who are just really shoving their point of view down America's throat when we're not even wanting to know about this stuff.
Well,
when you're trying to watch the Oscars.
Well, let me just say this. You know, you were talking about how Chris Rock makes fun of President Bush. You keep in mind, ever since Jimmy Carter, even Gerald Ford, the president has always been a target when it comes to comedy, comedians.
You know,
let's think about Saturday Night Live. They made fun of George Bush Sr.,
yeah.
Bill Clinton, they made fun of John Kerry, they made fun of George W.
You know, I'm not complaining about that. What I'm complaining about, Mike, is how Tim Robbins, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, and loads of others are pushing these views, especially Tim Robbins and Whoopi Goldberg. I can't stand those two. But they push their political views on other people just because they have the forum to do so.
Well,
this guy's getting banned. That is it. Hang on. I'm sorry. But anyways, this, you know, I'm just saying, Mike, you're not supposed to, you know, it's like this, you know, I have very strong views about this stuff, so it's really hard for me to say it, you know, without getting aggravated. But people like Mel Gibson, who is a conservative, who did a great job by making the movie Passion of the Christ, in my opinion, one of the greatest movies of all time. It was wonderful.
It was a good movie. I mean, I will agree that Passion of the Christ was a good movie.
And I think it deserved an Oscar.
Well, here's the thing, is that, as Hannity said, it's all Hollywood and how they felt that he kind of bypassed the whole Hollywood system to making that movie.
But the thing is, it's a liberal-only club.
It's the liberals only. They've controlled it to where if you don't bash Bush and if you're not a lib, well, then you're not going to go very far in Hollywood. I was surprised earlier this week to hear The Rock speak out and say he voted for George Bush, but that'll probably not help his career out any, especially if that's widely publicized. Which
no, I mean, but there's a lot of Republican there's a lot of Republican actors. And
but the thing is, Mike, Hollywood is a liberals club. The liberals any day will beat out the Republicans when it comes to any type of system of success or things like that. And I wish, I just wish that Hollywood would keep that point of view to themselves, because...
Well, no, this is America. They do have a right.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think that they should, you know, everybody has a right to speak their mind, but they go to the point where they're shoving it down people's throats on the Whoopi Goldberg show or Alec Baldwin making appearances and go, well, what about Bette Midler when she would do concerts and get up and speak out against George W. Bush?
That's her right. That's America. They can do that.
People pay to hear her sing. They didn't pay to hear that idiot get up and talk bad about the president.
Well, why do you let it insult her being called being an idiot for her expressing her views? I mean, let me just say this. I voted for George Bush the first election. The second election, I voted for someone else, and it was simply because I didn't agree with the way he handled things.
Well,
so, I mean, that's just my view. That's my opinion. Does that make me an idiot? No. It makes me that I have an opinion. I voiced it by voting for the person I wanted to support. Now, but people can, they have a right to voice their opinion. It might not necessarily mean they agree with it, but it's still America, and they still have a right to voice what they want.
Everybody has the right, but
if you have a right not to listen and hang up or disconnect. Like we said about Gaming Ring Radio, again, this is a stretch here. GamingRingRadio.com, we have a right to talk about whatever we want to. The readers have a right, or the listeners have a right, to not watch it.
All I'm saying, Mike, is this, okay? I agree Hollywood has every right to give every opinion if they want to. But when they get to the point that they're just slandering the president relentlessly and they won't let up and they're doing it in the wrong place at the wrong time and, you know, they're really just abusing the notoriety that they have, it becomes annoying to watch them. You know, you don't see Bush and Dunn going everywhere saying, we love President Bush, we just love him. You don't see Kobe Keith doing that. But you do see Whoopi Goldberg, Bette Midler. Every time those people get on, you know, in the media, they can't do something without bashing the president. I'm not saying it should be illegal. I'm just saying it's wrong. It is wrong, especially now that the election is over, to bash the president during a time of war is wrong, you know. But, look, we have our own opinions on this thing, I know. And that's why America is the greatest. I do not, Ninja. Yeah, that's a wish. America is a great place. America is the best place in the world. That's why. Of course, Dave might argue that.
Yes, he is from Canada.
Right. But,
and we have a couple of, you know, we have listeners all over the world.
I know we've got, UK, Ireland, Australia,
Sudan,
Canada, lots of different places. That's awesome, really.
We have people from Israel listening.
Oh,
in
wow.
fact, I just got an email and I want to give a shout out to the official WWE Israeli fan club. And somebody gave me an email saying that he was from the official Israeli fan club and he was a big fan of our website.
Well,
and listen,
Israelis have a lot to be praised about. They're brave people. I absolutely admire them. I mean that sincerely. But America's a great place. You can voice your own opinion and don't have to worry about it. And, I just like to, you know, that's why I like it. And that's why people like me and you can get along, Mike. I know we completely disagree about Bush, but we're still pretty good friends.
Yeah, of course. And, speaking of great Republicans, I'm actually playing a match between Eddie Guerrero and JBL.
Oh, and JBL is a great Republican indeed.
Yeah.
He is. I don't know about Eddie Guerrero. He might have a thing on the immigration issue.
Yeah, well, you know. But,
man, those UK fans and stuff that are listening to the shows, especially when we did them shows after the pay-per-views and during the pay-per-views, it's like 4 in the morning over there.
Yeah.
In Australia and stuff, dude, well, they're like a day ahead of us or something. That's insane.
But we will get off of political stuff. I know people are sick of hearing us talk about
wrestling
that.
Wrestling game dedication is what that is if you're listening to us over there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. Dedication.
This is, you know, this was just a neat little appearance I did on the Hannity Show. I'm sure I'll be calling back in the future. I enjoyed it. And, you know, we'll let you know about that stuff. But I really enjoyed that. So check out Sean Hannity's website, Hannity.com. You know, it's a lot of fun. Listen to his show and watch him on Fox News. It comes on at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. I believe that's right.
All right, there you go. With that said, we're going to take another quick break, and we're come back with some information on WrestleMania 21, and also Mike's going to give some first details on the tentatively titled Day of Reckoning 2. We'll be right back here with more Gaming Ring Radio.
And the Grissom Update. Keine Brust hat mich geweint, in meiner Kehle steckt ein Schlauch, hab keine Nabel auf dem Bauch. Ich durfte keine Nippel lecken und keine Falte zum Verstecken. Niemand gab mir einen Namen, gezeugt in Hass und ohne Samen. Der Mutter, die mich nie geboren, hab ich heute Nacht geschworen. Ich werd ihr eine Krankheit schenken und sie danach im Loch versenken. Mutter, Mutter. Mutter, Mutter. Mutter, Mutter.
Gaming Radio, this is everyone's favorite part of the show. It's called the Grissom Update, where the Gaming Ring Radio mascot, who is my Scottish Terrier named Grissom, is feverishly discussed, talked about, and sometimes even talked to. And this week has been a monstrous week for the young dog named Grissom, because not only has he grown at least 2 inches this week, and I'm not talking about you know, what most of you dirty minds are thinking about. I'm actually talking about in length. Grissom, his ears have stood up. His ears are fully erect at nearly all times. Mike, what do you think about the great dog named Grissom?
You can come back to me in a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's still commenting on what you just said about his ears.
Yeah, I think you, Stan, I think you lost me at when you said he grew in length, and he's fully erect.
Oh, boy. Grissom, he has actually developed quite a pot belly, to be honest. And I think that's because...
That happens to the best of us. That happens to the best of us.
It does. Yes, it does. I mean, you know, I don't understand why. Well, let me interview Grissom here. Come here, bud. Hey, Grissom. What are you doing? Huh? Grissom, why have you developed such a pot belly?
Well, because you feed my ass all the time. What do you think?
Really? Well, you see, I actually try to limit your food intake to about a cupful of food a day and a can of wet food.
Well, stupid, you need to quit feeding me so much.
Bark, Grissom. Come on, bark. Bark in the phone. Bark, you little shit. Bark. He's not going to bark. I just woke him up anyways. He's laying over here tired. But Grissom, as far as the update goes, Grissom's ears have stood pretty much erect completely. He's gotten a whole lot faster, to tell you the truth. We play a chasing game around the house, and
you chase him
the house. He chases you around the house. Yeah. Okay.
Do you
wear that meat underwear that you made that you told me about?
Whoa. I didn't know about that, and I kind of didn't want to, so.
Well, Stan made he made a contraption where he made some underwear out of steak and riblets, and he wears it around the house and has Grissom chase him around the house.
That's just because he's so ugly, he has to find some way to get Grissom to play with him. Old joke, but it's still good.
Yeah. Grissom is such a great dog. You guys should say, oh, yeah, he has lost. Oh, look, he lost. Let's see. Grissom has actually lost 2 teeth this week. You know, little doggies lose their teeth just like little humans do. And let me examine his mouth. Come here, buddy. Let me look at your mouth. I see, God, he's got the cutest mouth in the world. You guys should see it. I see, no, wow, 3 teeth. He looks like Chris Benoit. he has lost 3 teeth. Eddie, he lost 3 teeth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay, well,
this has been
well, I thank you, Stan, for giving us the update on Grissom, and I think that's enough that, I think we found enough about Grissom for the week.
Okay.
Let's talk about Day of Reckoning 2, or what, we really don't know what the name of it is yet, they haven't really announced it.
Yeah.
You can expect coverage of that game to start, not like we're doing WrestleMania 21, but use first screenshots and first review of it, or first preview of it, on WrestleMania weekend. And, they really haven't really decided what direction they're going to go with the game yet. I mean, is it going to be a sequel to Day of Reckoning, or is it going to be a brand new series? I can tell you this. They are working on adding new match types, and one of them will make a debut. I'm not going to say which one, but, and I've also heard that the graphics have been approved from the last version as well. So, I really don't have anything concrete other than that. But I mean, obviously, once we get to, you know, Los Angeles, we'll have much more about the game.
We all know about that feature, don't we, Mike?
What?
The one we're not allowed to tell people about.
I think I did tell you that, yes, off air.
That's a feature I think they'll be excited about, yeah.
Yeah, what's that feature? I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
But it's one of the features that I think people are going to be happy for and excited for, especially for the GameCube. Let's see, WrestleMania 21. Right now, I am going through the roster list, and I also wanted to say that I found out how you can unlock the secret attires in WrestleMania 21.
Wow, there are secret attires?
Yeah. Well, for example, let me show you. Let me get there on the webcam, and you go to the shop zone, or as it's known in the game, WWE shop. It's under profiles. And, let's see, WWE Shop, and it's under Legends. That's why the Big Show 2003 was there. And if you look down right underneath Big Show 2003, it's Rey Mysterio Gold, which basically, I did a picture of him last night, and basically what happens is when you unlock Rey Mysterio Gold or Big Show 2003 or any of the other secret attires, they appear in the roster list as a separate wrestler, right next to the original character. In order to unlock some of these costumes, basically what you have to do is you have to play that particular wrestler in a match under a profile. You have to create a profile, and obviously you also have to have the money in order to purchase them in the shop zone. also, I noticed, excuse me, I had a frog in my throat. Thank you. I noticed that some of the items can't be unlocked right away. You actually have to complete certain tasks. So, for example, let me get there. On the profile screen, it's called Profile Management, where you can view your details. And what you see, it says, basically, I'm a rising star. My profile was created on January 7th, 2004. I've completed 13 tasks so far, and my record is a strong 44 wins and 12 losses, and it shows my current cash that I've won, and it shows the titles that I've won as well. Now, if you look at the task, let me get there, it basically shows what you have to do to go to the next level. And I think there's like 5 different levels in all total to proceed to. Right now I'm on the second level, and basically in order for me to proceed to the next level,
I have to win a cage match, win a fatal four-way match, win a ladder match. I have to defend and challenge my title twice. I have to create a title. I have to create a superstar. I have to purchase an unlockable item, win 40 matches, and I have to earn in cash $225,000. And as you see, I haven't done the cash yet, and I haven't won a ladder match or a fatal four-way. Now, obviously, after you get you up at the level, the tasks get harder, and
I could do it if you'd hurry up and send me that new build.
Okay, well, my recommendation for you now
is to make a build worked, I would have done it already.
my recommendation is to make a profile now, Stan. That way you'll have it, and you can. It keeps track of experience from the old build. So if you play the game and you win a couple matches.
Okay, so if I get on there right now and I play a ladder match, then what will it do?
Well, first of all, you have to beat the first set of challenges in order to go to the next level.
You mentioned Ninja's name. This is the only time I'll do that. Ninja 13, I mentioned your name. You're on there, and I will never do this again. So don't ask.
But he was one of the guys who at that Game Facts who said I sucked.
Was he really?
Yeah. No. So thanks, Ninja.
Was he really?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was. I know he's one of the Game Facts guys.
Well, if he is, then ban him.
No, I ain't gonna ban him. Let him stay. He's harmless.
All right.
But what else? Oh, my record, which is pretty cool. If you click on the record, it keeps track to your last 20 matches. And if you look, it says my last match I lost to Charlie Haas.
Look, heck, I'm fixing to put that game in right now and play it.
Second match, I had a victory over Charlie Haas. I had a victory over Chris Benoit in a Battle Royal match. A victory over Mike Regan. Go figure.
Oh, right.
A victory over Hurricane. And it the last 20 matches that you've done.
I had to play with the creator wrestler?
No, you can do that, but you have to create a profile first.
Okay, well, I did create a profile.
Okay. And also, you can look at your cash. It says how much cash you've earned, total.
That earns me money?
If you make a profile and you play a match, you earn money for the match.
If I make a profile.
If you make a profile.
Aw, you ought to see this cute dog. He stuck something to his mouth, a little cotton ball.
This is a Charles Shane update on my WrestleMania 21 build. Man, Stone Cold is like the best wrestler in WrestleMania 21. I don't know what build you guys have, but Stone Cold versus Goldberg versus Hulk Hogan in a triple threat match that I played last night before I stayed up all night and went to work. Best match I've ever seen in a wrestling game. My build is so awesome. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah,
I just wanted to comment on my spectacular build.
I feel bad because I did send him a copy and it didn't work. So, hey, Chess, how does it feel for that to happen to you?
Yeah,
you know what? To all the fans that went crazy and went insane on the message forums, whether it's at GameFAQs, IGN, or at Gaming Ring Radio, or GamingRing.com, all the fans went insane and climbed all over Mike about the build not working. You know it's true because it wasn't an excuse by him because my build didn't work either when I got it. So, crap happens.
Yes, it does. And when it comes to Gaming Ring Radio and GamingRing.com, it tends to happen a lot.
Yeah, considering every time we go on the air, we have to start the show four times.
Exactly. What else? What else about WrestleMania 21 that I want to talk about?
I'm putting my copy in right now, Mike.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask you, have your opinion changed of the game any?
Oh, by the way, I'm putting in Raw, too.
Mike, what did you say?
Has your opinion changed any on the game since you've had a chance to play it a little bit more?
My opinion is that the game, it's a good game. It is. It was just a little slow in my build, and that's why I'm looking forward to checking the new one out to make sure I've got a profile.
And I have to admit that the new build that I got this week is not 100 times better than what I had. It really is. Everything's more smooth. The creator belt wrestler finally works. The commentary is better. It just seems more focused on what's actually happening in the match. The actual gameplay, it's still the same speed. It's still, it's not too fast. It's not too slow. One of the issues I see is obviously the AI. They're still working on that, and I'll give you an example of what they mean by this strange AI. GameSpot had a preview talking about this. And basically what happens, and I had a match between Undertaker and Kane.
Hey, will I get money if I win a broad panty?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah. And basically what happened was I stepped out of the ring. Actually, what I did is I had a computer versus computer match. And that's one of the reasons why I don't do that, because the AI is kind of weird. I had a computer versus computer match. And Kane stepped outside the ring. And then Undertaker stepped out of the ring. Well, at the same time, Kane went back into the ring. Well, Undertaker went back in the ring, Kane went out the ring, and they did that for a good 5 minutes before I just finally pushed reset and stopped it. That's just one example. And another example of the AI, which they're fixing, and like I said, I have every confidence that they will fix it in the final build, is that, and they haven't really done it this much in this build so much, but when your opponent throws you against the ropes, they tend just to bang heads, and they tend to do it a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So the AI, especially when you play in a computer opponent, isn't the best. But
okay.
But you know, they're still working on it, so there's plenty of time to fix it. The replays have been improved.
Awesome.
What's
you know
that?
What?
What?
Trish doesn't come out and pretend like she's a face like she did in the last game. She actually comes out and just wipes out laughing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Not to mention, she actually kind of looks hot, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. You know, actually, who looks really good, in my opinion? Jazz. But anyway, that's just my opinion. What else? Xbox Live.
Oh, Trish has camel toe.
Xbox Live. I really haven't had a chance to test it that much. Right now, really, only the single player is working. And basically, I was hoping once I get the build out to you guys that I can play you online, and we can, you know, videotape it and record it for GamingRing.com when we start our coverage back up.
Oh, sorry. I forgot how to play, Mike.
You forgot how to play?
Yeah.
Well, what do you need to know?
How do I run? There we go. I got it. Oh, go around from behind. Oh, look at this. Is this a reverse DDT? Wow.
This is another Charles Shane WrestleMania 21 beta update. I have managed to connect my Xbox to my PS2 through some kind of module, and I am now on PS2 online and on Xbox Live playing WrestleMania 21, making fun of them because they only have bra and panties, and I am now playing a ladder match online with Barry Horowitz versus Bastion Booger, and again, this is in the build that I do not have. Bananas are good.
Hey, Mike, is the right trigger that blocks grapple and the left trigger blocks strike, right?
Left trigger blocks grapple, right trigger blocks.
I wonder.
That's not really a block. It's more of a pro reversal. And basically, yeah, that's where you do reversal moves and...
You're not Trish. Clamp.
I really have a hard time playing as a women because their moves are kind of limited.
Oh, wow, that looked awesome. A running slap. Oh, a running elbow. A Trish, that looked good. This game is probably going to be a lot of fun, to tell you the truth.
The only problem that I really have with the game, and just to be honest, and I have to be honest about this, is that the actual animation itself, some of it's not that good. Some of it has problems. And another problem that I've noticed is that...
Well, that was the cheesiest crap I think I've ever witnessed in life.
What happened?
It's beating me up, Mike.
What happened?
Nvidia's beating me up.
Well, just like in real life.
I've met Nvidia before.
Okay, good.
Mike, here's a good question coming from the chat room right now. Do you know how close they are to the final build?
Pretty close.
Can you give them a percentage range? 80%, 85%, maybe 77%?
I would say at this point, the build that I have right now, everything works. Nothing's other than online stuff. They're still working on the online. But, I would say about, I don't know, 90%. I mean, the season mode works. There's not really any glaring shutdown of the game, crashing bugs, which is great.
I guess the people liked it when I said bananas are good.
How do you do specials again on here, Mike?
Well, basically, you have to build up your heat meter.
I've already done that.
And then you have to... It depends on the superstar, too, what position you're in or whatever. But basically, you have to press A and B.
I'm doing that, and it's not working.
Well, it depends on who your superstar, who you're using.
I'm playing as Trish.
Okay, press up and A and B.
Up and A and B?
Yeah.
So it's different?
Yeah, each superstar has more than one move. That's one of the problems that I noticed is that people are complaining about JBL having the Alabama Slam. Well, he also has the clothesline from hell, and that's done by running toward your opponent, and I believe it's A&B as well. But
it's so cute. Y'all should have seen him. He's petting my feet. That's adorable. Well, now he's licking him. Quit. Up and A&B.
I believe so. I really don't use Chris Evans because
why does Panetti, Leader just keep popping straight up?
You have to beat her down. You have to beat her down.
No, I mean, like, seriously, popping straight up.
Hey, Mike, MJN in the chat room would like you to talk about, or can you discuss, the game mechanics?
Okay, it's the actual gameplay? Okay, sure. There's actually two grapple buttons, which is the A button and the B button. And let me get this, make sure this is right.
How do you stop at this?
If you hold down, if you tap the A button, you have a set of moves, which you can do by pressing the direction pad. If you hold down the A button, you have a new set of moves. The same thing goes with the B. The B is basically a strong grapple and the signature grapple. And if you tap it and you press the direction button, you can do a move. So each button has a total of 8 moves total that you can use. The X is to strike, and what does the Y do? What does Y do?
Run.
Y runs. Now, to focus on an opponent, you have to press the right trigger, analog stick, not the right trigger, but the right analog stick in, and it focuses on a different opponent.
How do I pull her clothes off?
Down and A and B. That's also how you pin somebody.
I asked you this before, but I'll ask you on the air. What does it do when you click down the left joystick as a button?
The left joystick is I think that's a taunt.
Left joystick? There's no left joystick. You're talking about the right joystick, and yeah, that's a taunt.
And the left joystick, let's see what that does.
That just moves you around.
No, if you push the left joystick in, it does something.
Oh, if you push it in?
Yeah.
Like a button. Click it down like a button.
Dang it, Lita. Or whoever I'm fighting, idiot.
Let's see. It's kind of hard to, when you play the game, the controls are so natural, and it's, you really don't really think about what you're doing when you're playing it. But like when you have to talk about it and discuss, to say what's doing what, you actually have to look at it and actually do it and describe it. Let's see here. Who should I be? Let's do Eugene. I like Eugene. Oh, I've also unlocked the gymnasium, which I'll show now in the video camera if you want to look at it.
Ouch, Chris, I'm quit biting Daddy in the toe. What's wrong with you? It's hurting.
Okay. Let's see. You control this. The left analog stick controls the superstar you can use.
Uh-oh. Somebody's getting spanked. Spankage is going on. Ouch, Chris, I'm stomped now. That was stupid. That's a cheat.
And let's see. Now, when you go outside the ring, you have to hold down the left trigger and press Y.
Why do the clothes appear like they're like marshmallow or something?
What do you mean?
When they're pulling them off, they like appear like a marshmallow coating that's getting pulled off their skin.
That's a bad thing?
Yes, because it looks unrealistic.
Also, the black button, which is on the bottom of the controller, that actually lets you throw your opponent against the ropes.
Irish whip.
Irish whip. Thank you. The white button, if you press towards the ring, you actually pull a weapon out under the table or under the ring, and you can just beat the heck out of people.
Pull a table out.
Yeah. Just beating the crap out of Eugene with a chair.
The question already scrolled up, but I'll ask it anyways because I remember it. Can you, or have the table animations been fixed in the new build?
There are more animations than just one. The power bomb, or not the power bomb, but the pile driver. So, but the actual table dropping itself and going through the table, it's the same.
I won.
Okay, please, nobody IM any of the moderators. Like me, Mike, or Stan, while we're doing the show, please.
Yeah, I've asked people to stop doing that. It makes it nearly impossible for us to read what's in the chat room. We don't have time to respond individually to PMs and stuff. So,
but
I get that quite a bit on AOL instant message, and people don't understand that. I got accused of being kind of what word did he use? He called me a dick. And the reason why I'm kind of standoffish when it comes to IMs is because keep in mind, folks, you're not the only person IMing me. So when I have 50 people IMing me, asking me questions about the game, it's not that I don't want to answer you guys. It's not that I'm a dick and I just want to annoy you and piss you guys off. It's not that. It's just because I'm doing the coverage for the website, which obviously takes a while to do, and I'm working on the website, and they're taking my focus. And every time you instant message me and ask me a question that I've already answered, or I've covered in the website, or I'm going to do an update on later, it's just taking me from updating the site for everybody.
Hey,
so,
you know what I'm going to do, Mike? I'm going to look at the Undertaker's entrance.
And let me know what you think about it. And while we're at it, I mean, I'll... Ashley,
can you show it on the webcam?
Well, I think it can. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a big deal because it's not really being
David. Have you cleared this webcam thing with THQ?
Yeah, they don't care. We did the webcam before with Day of Reckoning. Yeah, we did. Actually, the first idea that I had of Day of Reckoning, not with the Day of Reckoning, but with the webcam, next was SmackDown Here Comes the Pain. And I went on Yahoo, and I gave everyone my instant message name.
Yeah, I remember that. That sucked.
And, it didn't work very well. Well, so I was looking for a program that would be able to host a webcam for me. And I found this program that's called Webcam.
Why did the Undertaker just do a bicycle kick?
Well, what can you do?
Tell me he doesn't have that in your version.
He does.
Hey, Mike, Zangie619 in the chat room wants to know, will there be any update on WrestleMania 21 tonight? Any images or anything on the site tonight?
Any images?
Probably not tonight. Probably not tonight. I do have a planned update for Saturday, Sunday time frame with new screens. And I just show off some of the new screens that I got off.
I will try to capture pictures from my build of Bastion Booger, but he's kind of camera shy, so I'll try. Again, that's a new build
away from
that
the
I don't have.
He actually runs away from the...
No, he's afraid I'm going to steal his freaking bananas and turkey.
So, let's answer some more questions about WrestleMania 21. I do want to, before we go, I mean, I do want to talk about WrestleMania 21, the event, and talk about some of the matches that have just recently been rumored to be announced.
Oh, yeah, and have you heard about Ray versus Eddie?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of that?
I think that's going to be a very good match. I think that could be a showstopper.
Well, I think the showstopper will be the match that involves the showstopper. And one of my personal favorites, the Olympic gold medalist.
It looks like the webcam is down right now. Let me...
What do you guys think, since Hulk Hogan, the big advertisement, him going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame,
what about Hogan versus Muhammad Hassan? I've heard about that.
There you go. That's what I was just bringing up. Hogan versus Muhammad Hassan at WrestleMania 21.
I hope.
That'd be great,
I hope. That's going to be awesome. I just took the submit bar from break to submit the entire way, so hopefully that's going to get a little harder to do in the final version.
So... How long is this WrestleMania expected to go? Last year was like, 4 or 5 hours or something like that?
Well, it's right now, I mean, the way I looked at it, there's almost like 15 matches already that are rumored. And let me just get that.
I would say at least 4 hours and hopefully more. Well, I mean, why not make it 5 hours? That stupid Hall of Fame event was 6.
Now, it was not stupid. I thought I had a great time.
Oh, okay. I enjoyed it, Mike, but give me a break.
You're just jaded because you had to sit somebody next to was touching your leg.
Yeah, wasn't that your friend?
No, he was an acquaintance.
Your buddy.
He wasn't a buddy, he was an acquaintance. Nice guy, by the way. And I'll probably be seeing him, when I go,
how do you pan on here? Down circle?
A and B down.
Hey, Mike, we Triple H in the chat room would like to know,
It's wrong, any... Mike. It's not working.
Hold on, Stan. Are there any new Wi-Fi moves?
I just tombstoned him. I need to get a pinfall here.
Down in A and B.
It ain't working, you moron.
Tell him to shut up. I'm trying to read a question from the chat room.
Okay,
right
down. I'm sorry, down in A. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I hate not having a build.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We Triple H would like to know... you're killing me, Stan. We Triple H would like to know, are there any new high-flying moves or any new ladder grapples in the game?
There are some ladder grapples. I've done it a couple of times, but it's kind of hard with computer AI for him to get a ladder at the same time that you are, because usually he's going to throw the ladder and you land on your back. So, there you go.
Nice.
It may go down the WrestleMania 21 card so far, because it's looking pretty good. Obviously, one of the rumors is Hulk Hogan versus his son.
I hope.
That's going to be amazing when Hogan comes out.
You know they're going to love him, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Chris Stratus versus Chrissy Hayne.
For him. I hope that don't even happen.
You need a diva match. You need a diva match. Then you have the Big Show versus Aki Bono.
That will happen. Did you hear the big rumor this week on SmackDown?
Yes, that's going to happen. And that's going to be I don't know how good that match is going to be. It's going to be two big guys staring at each other, slobbering on each other. Then you have a six-man ladder match with Chris Jericho. That's going to be cool. That's going to be cool.
Who do you think will be in that one?
I'm hoping it's going to be Crossbrand. I hope it's, you know, you have both guys, you have some cruiserweights in there. I hope...
What about the Intercontinental title?
I think Shelton Benjamin's going to wrestle against, what's his name, Gene Snitsky.
No, you don't.
I do. I think they're building up that feud for that.
Also, another rumored one is Shelton Benjamin versus Muhammad Hassan.
Okay, that's another one. You also have Heidenreich versus Booker T, which I think they're hinting at.
Oh, no.
What do you guys think is going to happen when Stone Cold Steve Austin appears on Piper's Pit?
That's going to be interesting. You know what they should do? They should have Hulk Hogan come out there at the same time.
They should.
Hulk Hogan
Could you imagine, seriously, if Hulk Hogan came out on Piper's Pit with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then all of a sudden you hear dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and the frickin' Macho Man comes out, dude. That'd be insane.
Yeah. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, I don't think Macho Man's gonna come, but you have, you know, Roddy Piper, you have Stone Cold Steve Austin, you have Hulk Hogan, but wouldn't it be something if, you know, The Rock came out there, or, you know, it's Hollywood, come on, he's Rock's Hollywood.
He's gotta be at WrestleMania, I think he'll show up.
Then you have Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle.
My favorite match.
I think that's going to be a great match. You also have Randy Orton versus The Undertaker, which I don't know. I'm not really...
Who's going to win it?
Right now, I think Randy Orton might win it. But then again, you know, Undertaker is undefeated, and, you know...
I don't think Undertaker's going to lose this year.
You know, okay.
I honestly don't. And I'll tell you, I did it first, but I thought about it, and I thought... Taker, he didn't lose to Triple H. He didn't lose to Ric Flair. He didn't lose to anybody. How do you climb out of this cage?
I actually have to reboot, so let me...
How do you climb out of the cage?
Up and... The white button.
Ooh, flying clothesline.
Hey, Mike, how are ladder matches played? Someone in the chat room is wanting to know the question, does the AI in ladder matches, like, go straight for the ladder and then try to win within, like, 10 seconds, or...?
Not necessarily. It's not 10 seconds, but they do go for it.
Mike, don't you know you can climb up just to the second rope?
What do you mean?
You can just climb to the second rope, like, you know, like Steve Austin would for his elbow.
I did not know that.
You didn't. I just walked over to the ring post and pressed up and white. Wait a minute. No, I pressed L and white and up. And Taker climbs to the second rope.
Oh, cool. I also saw for the first time Undertaker's rope walk move, which is pretty cool. They did that. They did a very good job capturing that.
Old school.
Old school, exactly. I also saw for the very first time Chris Jericho's Lion Salt, which is very cool. And, yeah, the webcam was down. It's now back up.
Mike, you're an idiot. It's up in black, and you just caused me to get hit.
I'm sorry, up in black?
Yeah.
There you go, Mike. You're making him lose. Look what you've done.
Well, my bad. I'll just...
Hey, Chuck, are there any more questions in the chat room?
Let me take a look here. I was dreaming about when I finally get my build or something.
You don't need it.
Question, is Batista Spinebuster in the game? That is from Wolfpack for Life.
There is a Spinebuster. Whether if it's Batista's, that's to be decided.
So, in other words, no.
Well, like I said, that's one of the problems I have with the game, to be honest, is that the animation, it just looks, it doesn't look like the wrestlers are really doing the moves. I mean, say what you want about SmackDown, and I know you could write a book about what you think about SmackDown versus Raw. But one is
jumped over the cell or the cage, and he completely disappeared into the mat. He disappeared. He just sunk down the mat. It's funny.
Oh my God. One of the things about SmackDown versus Raw that did very well is that the animations are top notch. You're not going to find better animations in a wrestling game, I don't think.
Wow.
That's one of the problems with WrestleMania 21 is that the animations don't look as real like the real wrestlers doing it in real life.
So let's see. I earned $3,286 just then. My match award is amateur difficulty, $200, difficulty bonus 0, expertise bonus 0, max heat bonus 86, finisher bonus 1500, clean bonus 0, bump 0, that means it gets jump off the top of the cell or something like that.
Yeah, a big bump.
Match bonus 1500.
Mike, this comes from Kay Farley in the chat room. So he wants to know, I don't know if you've actually seen this or not, but does Shawn Michaels, when he does his super kick, does it still hit the guy in the shoulder, or does it look like he's actually hit him in the face now?
It hits him. That hasn't changed. In fact, let me pick a match and ask the chat room. Does the webcam work? Is the webcam working now?
I'm sure we'll find out here in a minute.
Because I had to reset it.
How do you do the Kurt Angle's ankle lock?
You have to be under mat, and you have to press up and A and B.
All right, well, with that said, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to get some more questions from you guys, and then we're going to wrap up the show and possibly tell you what's in store for next week. So stay tuned for more Gaming Ring Radio. We'll be back.
Deceived by my eyes and all I was told I should see. Opinions not mine, the person they taught me to be. One night in the dark, a vision. I saw.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Gaming Ring Radio. We're back here live. Gaming Ring Radio, GamingRing.com, GamingRingRadio.com. Stan and Mike playing WrestleMania 21 live on the air right now as we're taking some of your guys' questions from the chat rooms. And I would like to throw this out there real quick. We are noticing really bad that there are a lot of people that are listening to the show that are not in our chat room. We would like you to go to GamingRingRadio.com, where you got the link to listen to the show, and go ahead and click on, scroll down the page and go to the chat box, type in a name if you want, password, whatever. Join the chat room. Talk with the fans that are listening to the show, and let us know what you think about the show, or ask us some questions, and we'll try to get to them and try to answer them all.
Michael, right? You sure blood doesn't run down the wrestlers in this game?
Yeah.
Because it does look like it is in mine.
Well, I said the blood looks really good. It just doesn't run down the body.
But the thing is, it's like appearing at different places in different seconds.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
This is what Mike told me about the blood. This is something I can actually comment on. I feel so good. But blood starts out as just a little cut on their forehead.
Yeah.
And then slowly appears on different parts of their face and then on their chests as the match goes on. You don't actually like see it moving, but it does appear in different spots. And Mike even told me wrestlers like Triple H that have tape around their wrists, you'll even see the blood on their wrists as of like if they went to wipe it off with their hand or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, in other words, it does run down their body.
Well, it doesn't really run, but it just kind of magically appears after a weapon shot or whatever.
But that's what people want to know. That's running. The blood is running.
But if you really think about it, it's like it's running. Sure, it's not really moving in real time, but still, most of the time, it's cool because you're playing a wrestling game. You're not really, most of the time, really detailed looking at the person's face the whole game, and the camera's not in their face the whole time, so it really...
Yeah. That's one of the things that I noticed is that about the blood is that... See, the camera's kind of far away, so you really can't really... you can see kind of the detail of the wrestler's face, but you really can't see the detail, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but when it gets a close-up of the finisher, and when you have at the end of the match, when you get the close-up of the matches and the wrestlers themselves, you can see the blood, and it looks very good.
How do you do the angle slam? Up and A and B?
They have to be standing up and just press A and B and up, yeah.
But I'm glad, dude. That's a big step, really. People really might not think that's that big of a deal, but really that's a big step compared to old games where all of a sudden you get hit with a weapon, or sometimes even when you just get punched, you just have this big monstrous amount of blood on your face and on your chest and stuff. But now it just starts out as a little cut, like in real life, like if the wrestler really bladed himself, it looks like a razor blade cut, and then it slowly gets on in their other parts of their face and then on their chest, and even... sort of gets in their hair, as you can see from the movies and stuff. That's so awesome.
And I also want to, speaking of blood, I made a creator wrestler, which he's on the screen right now. His name is Abdullah the Butcher. And if you're not an old school wrestling fan, let me tell you about Abdullah. Abdullah is the type of guy who used force on his opponents, and every match he busted somebody open, every single match.
Hey, Mike, people in the chat room want to know on the webcam if you can go through the options for him.
The options? Okay.
I don't know why, but go ahead.
Okay, let me beat this guy with the...
Oh! That looked awesome.
And Mike, Greatness from the chat room wants to know, is the ladder more interactable? And can you do... They want to know pretty much, is it more interactable than the SmackDown series? Can you do more than just like a body slam onto the mattress or something? Or on the ladder? A mattress. Ladder.
Well, you really can't do a move
on the mattress. That's hilarious.
You really can't do a move on the ladder.
Beat.
Not from my experience, you can't.
Mike, how do you pick up the damn ladder?
The white button?
Just the white button?
Yeah.
It ain't working.
Batista is back, would like to know, is it possible that Eric Bischoff will be bald in WrestleMania 21?
He has gray hair in the game.
He has gray hair.
Like he does on TV. I think I have a picture of Eric Bischoff, if you see that.
Like the ladder is not getting picked up.
Just a second. Fuck. I swore, I'm sorry. Let me get...
Damn it.
It's white. It's a white button.
My ladder won't... Is there something wrong with my version?
No. Try going into the... Ooh! One more thing about blood. And,
Oh, wow, that blood is in the hair.
one more thing about blood. When you throw somebody outside the rope, outside the ring, and you throw them against a barrier, ask for blood sprays, and you can see it landing on the ground.
My white button will not pick it up.
Try going to the ring and pressing.
Now, when it lands on the ground, does it stay on the ground?
What? The blood? No.
Okay.
Mike, what do you mean?
You'll see blood particles fly off the wrestler and hit the ground, but they don't stay there.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying, what does Mike mean?
It's a white button. Press down and press down and
work on my build.
You should, yeah.
Press down and white?
Yeah, turn it down and white and see if that works.
Good, they got me in the ring.
Mike, can you tombstone anybody through the table? Cena forever wants to know that.
You can do a powerbomb, but you can't do a tombstone.
In other words, no.
So what's the one, what, do you want to see the options?
Yeah, some people want you to see to go ahead and go through the options on the webcam.
Okay. Well, let's see. We have gameplay, and that has stuff like the difficulty, which are four levels, amateur, rising star, superstar, and legend. The heat meter.
This will not pick this plane up.
Which sets the heat loss rate. This modifies how quickly heat is lost. Damage. That sets a damage modifier that modifies the amount of damage applied. Weapons, which you can turn weapons on and off. KO, which if you want to knock out match style. Submission, you can turn that off. Rope break, you can turn that off. Disqualification, you can turn that off. The ring count, you can turn that off. Interference, you can turn that off. Match length, you can either have 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or 60 minutes. Vibration you can turn off or on.
Good vibration.
Let's see what else.
About those vibrations. Oh, go ahead.
And then you have visual. The visual, which you can, the camera style, which are two broadcasting games. Well,
how do you set the lighter down?
Camera views angles that you want to use.
How do you set the lighter down?
Black button. Camera cuts, which are basically.
How do you climb it?
Jesus, you're annoying. White and up. Camera cuts, which basically turns off the finisher moves, the camera, the red and blue cameras, and obviously you can turn off the entrances.
Guys, my phone's down.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're about done with the show anyway, so.
Let's see, audio. We have,
I'm out for this week's Gaming Ring Radio. Thanks for listening to my chatter about Grissom, my radio show appearance and stuff. Check me out on GamingRing.com, and I will let you guys finish up.
Thanks a lot, Stan.
Y'all have a good week.
See you, Stan.
See ya.
Okay, and let's see. Sound options, you have crowd, speech, music, sound effects, and the custom comp. You know what? That's why it didn't friggin' work.
What?
The custom soundtrack, when I made a creator wrestler, I couldn't hear the music. It was like, what the hell?
You had it turned off in options?
Yeah.
You dope.
Dope! Let me turn it up a little bit. Let me turn it up, man! Turn it up! And, I don't even know what song I use for your current wrestler. Okay,
let me say this real quick. Little Romeo wants to know, can we turn off the red and blue effect? You can turn off the red and blue effect in finishing moves, but if you turn that off, you also turn off the spectacular camera angles and stuff like that in close-ups you will see of the wrestlers while the finishers and stuff are going on.
So, and that's under the visual key and options.
Yeah, you can't turn it off separate. So if you turn off the red and blue effect, you're going to turn off the awesome camera angles and everything else. You can't just turn them off separate. That was confirmed in our THQ interview.
Yep, which was very good.
Which you can actually still listen to on GamingRingRadio.com. MP3 format, go download it.
What else? What else they have? Chuck?
Let's see, is the jackhammer and the F5 in the game? Kev Hulk wants to know that.
They are unlockable. I'll show you. Profiles. WE Shop. And they're under moves. Now, there's create a wrestler. And moves, and there you go. You have rising star moves, you have superstar moves, you have legend moves. Let's see, under rising star moves, you have the mandible claw and a whole bunch of more. Superstar moves, you have the razor's edge. the Gore, and a couple more. The Legend moves have the 619, the Stunner, and a couple more.
Roar from the chat room would like to know, can you actually slam people through the ring? Like we've seen Big Show and JBL and stuff like that do. He says he's seen that, or is that just a glitch he's seen in some movies?
That's actually a glitch.
Okay.
Or a bad screenshot, either or, take your pick.
All right, let's see, what's this one here? Can you do moves on the chairs, like power bombs or back body drops or anything else to that effect?
If the weapon's on the ground, you can do a weapon on it, but it's the same thing as you doing a move anywhere else.
People, please don't PM me during the chat. I am taking questions out of the chat room as we go on. And if you are not posting a question, please do not post your text or anything else in red text or in bold unless it's a question. Thank you.
What else we got?
Let's see. We already answered that one. Any word, Ninja would like to know, is there any word on female creator wrestlers?
No.
They're not in the game.
Not in the game.
When you're doing like creative entrance and stuff like that, is there any like timing for entrance music to start playing?
No timing.
All right. Can you jump on the turnbuckle, or can you jump off the turnbuckle onto a guy who is on an announcer's table and smash through it?
Announcer table? No, you miss.
Too far away.
You fall a little short.
Okay. Have you tried it off a ladder or anything like that?
I have, but the opponent moves out of the way real quick.
All right. Have you tried anything like that off the cell or something?
You definitely miss with that. But the opponent gets up from the mat by the time you climb up there and we get ready to jump. He moves. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I did figure out how you can throw somebody through a cell. Basically, in the middle of the cell, there's four panels, and once you do a move on there, you basically do three moves, and then you both fall through. And of course, they stay down a lot longer than SmackDown did.
All right, Mike, if you had to sum it up into a few words here, what would be your opinion so far on the controls of WrestleMania 21?
The controls?
How good or how bad?
The controls great. I mean, it's a great playing wrestling game. The only issue that I really have with the game is, actually, it's two issues. One, the first issue is the moves themselves. That's the problem. The pedigree, I mean, it just doesn't look right. Some of the moves, they don't look like they have enough impact for me. Two, would be the actual wrestlers themselves and their movesets. Their moves, I tend to use a lot of the same moves over and over in the match, and that's kind of disappointing. But what I notice when I use a creative wrestler and I switched around the moves that were available, it made it a lot better. So there you go. Maybe it's just the movesets of the individual wrestlers themselves. So, with one word, I think it plays very good. I like the gameplay. I mean, obviously, I played more than 44 matches, but I haven't stopped playing it since January, since we first started doing the coverage.
Okay. And I want to throw this out there before we wrap up the show here. I've been talking to one of my good friends on the internet, Jason. His name's Jason? I don't know. I don't want to give out his last name. But, and pretty much he's going to kind of work on a new Gaming Ring Radio website for us.
Oh, cool.
Pretty much it's going to have like the same kind of look that we have now, but it's going to have just a little bit of a different setup. And one of the key features I'm looking to add is so we don't have to worry about the whole questions in the chat room thing in red and everything else. We can just leave the chat room to fans talking to each other about the game or maybe throwing up some comments to us, but not real questions about games or anything. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have a little form on, I'm going to see if Jason can put a little form on the website where they type in their question and it sends it to me on a special screen to where I can read them off there instead, and then they don't disappear. And then I can just read them in order.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
So
we still have a chat room, though.
We'll still have the chat room for where they can, like, talk about the game with each other or throw comments up to us, but not actual questions in the chat room. They'll actually put those in the question box, and they'll be sent to me, and then I can read them off a lot easier without them disappearing, and we'll miss questions, and the chat room won't be flooded, and people won't be getting mad at each other.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Next week's going to be an interesting episode. We're going to be here again live on Friday night. And we have maybe we might have a special guest for you. And looking
still
forward
looking
to
that. Yeah,
we're looking at that. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be, you know, I have to say to this individual, and you know, if this person's listening, better bring your A game, because I'm going to bring mine.
Uh-oh.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Uh-oh.
And I also want to say to the people who I advise, obviously, I mean, I have a full-time job. I mean, I work at a major bank in this Virginia Beach, who is, you know, the bank's a worldwide company. So I told my boss about it, and her son, Matt, I hope I have that name right. I hope it's Matt. God, I hope it's right. Anyway, Laura's my boss, and I told her about the website, and I just want to say, Laura, you're a great boss, and thank you if you're listening. Also, I want to thank my good friend from work, Paul, if he's listening, and I'm looking forward to next week's episode. It's going to be interesting.
All right, with that said, this is pretty much a wrap-up of Gaming Ring Radio, but I'd like to throw out there real quick, this has like been an awesome show. I have to say my favorite part of the show was the beginning of the show when we interviewed Dave Wisnowski. I hope I got that right.
He did.
We're looking forward to the game he's building, and hopefully Pro Wrestling X, man, hopefully they nail that gameplay like they're looking to do, because if they nail the gameplay right, I'm a hardcore wrestling game fan. Your match types and everything won't matter to me. If you got gameplay that's fun to play and good to play, I'll be playing a new PC game whenever they bring it out. So thanks to Dave for coming on and doing the interview. It was a really informative interview, and it was cool just to hear what he had to say about not just his product, but just about the wrestling game pretty much in general. So,
and I do want to thank Dave for doing this. Like I said, me and him have been emailing each other, you know, for a while now, and we've just going talking back and forth. It's about not only about the game and about our website and about our fans, but let me just read his email that he sent to me. Mike, thanks a million for having me on your show tonight. You, Stan, and Chuck were a lot of fun, and you'll have me back again. I would be thrilled. If you would have me back in, I'll be thrilled. It was hilarious and a very cool way to spend some time on a Friday night. I will never do, however, my own live radio show. And he smiles. Thanks again, Dave. Dave, thank you for being a part of this radio show. And it was truly an honor to have you on the show.
I'd like to throw this out there real quick also. Mike, first, could you go ahead and pimp out Dave's website so people that don't know about it can go?
Definitely. The name of the website is WrestlingGamersUnited.com. And it's basically, like I said, the whole idea about the Wrestling Gamers United was to make a wrestling, not the wrestling game that the fans want, that, you know, that they've been asking for and that not necessarily have gotten. THQ, as I said, I mean, I have contacts with THQ, and I'm not going to badmouth them at all because, you know, they really do care about the fans. They care about what they think. They care about their games. And, you know, the guys in product development, you know, you have Nick, you have Corey, you have Matt that we interviewed just recently. They do care about the fans, and, you know, it's a business. And sometimes, you know, for business, you have to make decisions that are not going to be popular, always popular with the fans. But, you know, they always, that's their focus is what the fans want. And, you know, as I said, I mean, I give them mad props. But as I said, it's a business.
I'd like to also throw this out there. Just like we had Dave on tonight from Pro Wrestling X, the game that he's making, I feel that Gaming Ring is really not here to compete and try to make other people and their websites look bad.
No, that's one of the things which I was thought was hilarious, because one of the individuals who was later banned in our forum, and if he messaged me and says he's sorry at my instant message, I mean, I gave it to him. If he instant messaged me and says he's sorry, I'll bring him back. But basically what he said was that because we were doing our coverage, we basically forced IGN to stop doing their coverage, which is, you know, that's so silly. I mean, we're just a small website. We cover wrestling games. That's all we do. We're not out to put IGN out of business. I mean, I like IGN. I'm an insider there, and I do appreciate what they do for, you know, for the fans. But again, we're not out to put them out of business, obviously. And you know, I think you'll find that most people get that, understand that, you know, they had some changes in which they, in, you know, their coverage just recently started. But it wasn't because of us, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm new to Gaming Ring, as everybody knows, and I pretty much came up with the idea of the Gaming Ring radio show. But just being here for as long as I've been here, which hasn't been that long, I think what at the most I might have been here a month so far.
About a month.
Yeah, about a month. But just by working here only a month and talking to Stan and talking to Mike, they're two cool guys that are really good along with, that I really get along with, and they're really cool guys. Like, we talk to each other on the phone, off the air, not always about wrestling games and stuff, but just about whatever. Hey, what'd you do today? What'd you do, you know, stuff like that. We're not here, I can always tell that they're not here to try to start stuff, so all the stuff you see on the forums that's totally untrue about Mike and about Stan or anything else, because I can already tell they're not here to try, come on, we're just a couple guys trying to cover wrestling games. We come on here as fans, just like everybody else, to have a good time, and to the people like that want to talk trash about our radio show and stuff, it's not that big of a deal to us. We come on here, we have a good time, we shoot the fan with everybody, you know, just have a good time and stuff, and talk about the games, and pretty much it's like a hobby. It's like something that we really enjoy to do in our free time when we're not doing other stuff. So we're not here to try to put people out of business or anything. Come on, we're just a little website here that's just a couple guys having fun, playing some games, and letting you know about them before you're able to get them.
And another point, if the fans want to say that we do better coverage than IGN and GameSpot, that's, you know, that's your opinion. I mean, it's not like, we don't say that we're better than IGN. I will say that we do the best wrestling game coverage, but, you know, that's just my opinion. I think we do, because the amount of effort I put in, I mean, the amount of stuff that we offer you guys that you can't really see anywhere else. I mean, I can't even think of a website that has a live radio show that talks about a game like we're doing. There isn't one. You can look all day. You wouldn't find one. And
yeah, I came up. I was thinking all the time. I used to talk to Mike on AOL all the time, just out of nowhere. I'd message him. He might message me and tell me a few things about the game or whatever as we got to know each other and stuff like that on AOL and Yahoo. And then all of a sudden, I was always saying to him, I say, man, I'd really like to help you guys out. This is something that I'd always like to do, you know. It'd be cool to do, just to, you know, give information on new games that are coming out and stuff. That's something a lot of people would like to do, and that's something I really wanted to do. And I could never think of a cool idea to present to Mike to say, hey, I can really help out with this. And Mike's first option was, hey, you can help review some of the older games. And I said, well, I've had offers from websites before to post wrestling news and stuff. That's really not for me. That's not my thing. I'm more into, like, editing pictures and editing videos and doing audio stuff and stuff like that. And then I came up with the idea. I was like, hey, I used to work for a wrestling radio show. Why not do a wrestling video game show and let the fans live ask questions and be able to get their information live instead of, you know, always going to a forum and reading, you know, same old, same old. Forums are awesome. Forums are cool and have, you know, they're fun to do. But come on, what other website, like Mike said, has a live gaming radio show that you can come on and just... Pretty much, we're here to have a good time and let you know some new stuff about wrestling games. Sure, we don't get to your guys' questions all the time, every single one, but we answer as many as we can with the time slot that we're on here, and I don't know, I think we ran it long enough.
Yeah, I do want to thank the fans for sticking with us and putting up with our bandwidth issues and putting up with our radio issues and putting up with our build issues, and it's just, you know, you guys are the reason why we do this. I mean, I mean that. I mean, every single one of you, even the guys who I think are a little demanding and a little not as nice as I prefer them to be to me. I mean, you know, I don't take this life and death. It's not life and death for me. It's a hobby, like Chuck said. And I do want to say every single one of you, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for visiting our website. Thank you for posting on our forums and saying, Mike, you rule. I appreciate that. My ego appreciates that, especially after dealing with Stan on a daily basis. With that being said, Chuck, do you have any last words?
I just want to throw this out there real quick. Is there anything of WrestleMania 21 having a system link option? Was that answered in our question and answer?
Yeah, it was. I believe it was.
It's not in there. I know
it's
that.
It's not. But...
I feel sorry for all the people that wanted to have their big online eFeds on Xbox Kinect, but it's just not going to happen because there just won't be a purpose for System Link in wrestling games. System Link is for games where you have, like, split screen for racing or first-person shooters, so you don't have to have split screen no more. But wrestling games are on one screen all the time, so you don't need it.
Now, the radio show will be available for download tomorrow at GamingRing.com. radio.com, and I will post an update once it's ready.
Plus our insanely out of control pay-per-view show that we just,
we actually had a debate on whether we was even going to post it because it was so unusual, so bizarre that we really didn't know how to classify it because
certain points there's some dead air every once in a while because you know we're watching the pay-per-view while we're talking about it and plus you know some talking about some video games and stuff like that, so we weren't really sure what to do with the show. Would people really want to listen to it as a download? You know, the pay-per-view is already over, it's already passed. But there's some crazy stuff that we talk about and say on there, and I'm sure there's some gaming information on there, but it'll be up there for the people that actually will care and want to listen to it, just in case they do. Well, it'll be there tomorrow with, right here, episode 5.
Yep, and tomorrow I have more screens to post, and on March 11th, which is, what day is that next week?
March 11th?
Yeah, what day is that?
March 11th is Friday.
Friday. This next Friday, I will have brand new movies of WrestleMania 21.
Oh,
I will also have...
There's a way to kick off your weekend.
I will also have, and I knock on wood and hope this works, a exclusive video preview starring our very own Chuck Shane of WrestleMania 21. And that will probably be Friday night if everything goes well.
And if you're wondering what that is, if you've seen anything, compare it sort of like the GameSpot.com's video previews, where it's pretty much me doing voiceovers over top of the game talking about certain features that Mike had me go ahead and record, and he added them to the game clips, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy it because it's me.
It's just footage of the game.
Yeah, it's pretty much shows footage of the game. Well, with that said, we'd like to thank Dave Wishnowski for coming on the show and letting us know about his game and also just pretty much hanging around and talking some video games with us. And like I said, I really didn't talk that much during that interview, but it was a good interview, and I really enjoyed just sitting back and listening. I threw my word in every once in a while. But with that said, go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry. The name of the game that he's developing is Pro Wrestling X, and we will definitely have more of that on YummyRing.com like we will any game. And if you're an independent developer and you're making a wrestling game that you want people to know about, drop me an email. My email is Mike.Regan7544@cox.net. So drop me an email and let me know, and I'll cover it. I mean, that's not a problem.
That's what I was saying earlier. We're not here to make fun of any other website. We're not here to put down any other website. We will help promote any other website. And, hey, if you promote us, we'll promote you. And, hey, we can be one big group.
Yep, definitely. And
we're here to get along with everybody. But with that said, again, we'd like to thank Dave Wishnowski for coming on and letting us know about his game. Mike, give him his website out again.
WrestlingGamersUnited.com.
All right, there you go. Mike will be posting some pictures tomorrow. I'll be putting up this episode right here tomorrow, which is going to be Saturday. And also look for the Out of Control pay-per-view show that I'm sure somebody will listen to it. But also look forward to us next week, next Friday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. What is that, like 7 p.m. Central or something?
7 p.m. Central and 5 o'clock Pacific.
And for you Australian people, that's like a day later or something.
Yeah, something a little bit.
This is me and Mike Regan for Gaming Ring Radio and Stan that left a little bit ago, Stan the Man of Morris. We'll be back hopefully next week, and I will be able to tell you about the game. But see you next week with more WrestleMania 21 coverage and video game coverage.